Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, comedy going on.
Number one show, Willie Dog at the crowd.
Today, to be honest with you, and I did something I don't usually do. I debited my phone in the last 30 minutes. I done had more phone calls about different shit, man. I don't know why everybody want me to straighten out their shit and get shit started, but y'all know how we'll do it, man. We got some shit coming up between Live Action, Cold Killer, Blue Magic, The Beast. Man, it's so much stuff that came up here later about the damn 29-inch extreme belt. And they always calling me to do it. But that's what I do. If you don't like it, I'm finna tell you right quick. I know I'm going to get my prayer going. I got something special going on. I'm going to give my boy a chance to get his step together. I just got a text from a joker. I ain't going to tell you who it is yet. But I'm going to tell you what the text said. The text said, focus on what you can do instead of worrying about what you can't do. The text said, focus on what you can do instead of worried about what you can't do. Now, I ain't going to tell you who sent this in, but I'm going to just tell you what they meant about that. They said, God damn it, if anybody get in the way of that gangster boot. That's all I'm going to say. So you know who sent me that goddamn text. Focus on what you can do instead of worried about what you can't do. And the end of it was, you can't fuck with that goddamn gangster boot. I didn't want to say that, but I just had to get that all out of the way. Because I didn't want to get in no more trouble about that gangsta boo. But it's going to be a bad thing from what I hear. And I ain't going to tell you who sent me that damn text, but I'm going to give you his initials. With Miss Zitty Joe. All right, man, a little humor to start off. Let me give you my little thought for the day. I was going to give you a little thought for the day, but something else came up. Want to send special props out to my man, BET, for putting out the word and letting everybody know. Along with, and believe it or not, man, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and the Lord does a lot of things that we don't realize to a lot of people in this game. Like I said, BET put out the word about Big Ken, but guess who called me first thing this morning with sympathy and with pity, and I ain't going to say sympathy and pity, but you know what I mean, with well-wishings in their heart, was Cowboy of the Primetime Team, man. Cowboy called me and said, Big Ken is doing bad. You know, he had a suspected heart attack or whatever. But look, Big Ken is under the weather. And we just want to send a special prayer out to Big Ken. And I hope Big Ken get all right. And BET sent out a message, and you want everybody just to give him a call and say hello. And the number for the call, Big Ken, is 601-624-3356. So get Big Ken a call down there, man, and just wish him well and hope everything go all right, man, because, you know, he was an integral part in this racing game here recently. He come up to be a pretty well-known name. And to everybody that didn't know him, get a little boy a call out there. And with that being said, I'm going to seek it out and find my man Showtime on here to seek him to give him a special prayer for that, for Big Ken Kennedy. Let me, Showtime, you out there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
All right, man. Thank you for being here, man. And would you mind do me a special prayer for our fellow racer and fellow human being, Mr. Ken Kennedy, sir, out of Mississippi?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let us all bow our heads. Eternal and all-wise God, we want to send a special prayer for our brother Ken. Father, we ask that you touch our brother Ken. Give him the strength he needs to recover. Give him the courage and faith that everything is going to be all right. It's your turn now, Father. to see that Brother Ken becomes a new and restored man. For we want his family members to know that it is your turn now, that you have the powers for change. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Okay, Showtime, we appreciate that, man. We so appreciate that, and we hope Big Ken come along and do better. Anything else you want to say right quick, Showtime, before I mute your mic, Big Brother, because I got something to talk about you, because I hear y'all finna jump in the G-Body race and the doggone 29-inch race there. You wanna say something about that right quick before I get this sponsor out of the way?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that, man, but I also have a prayer for the fans out there, man, something I want to put out there for them. And then, yeah, well, I'll talk just a short bit about it, and that'll be it, man. Let us all bow our heads again, dog. Eternal, all-wise God, we come to you this evening to give you all the praise and glory, Father. We just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for being an on-time God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Father. Thank you for giving us the wisdom and courage that we need for this life cycle. Father, there may be one out there that may not know you or feel the Spirit, Father. But we ask that you continue to work with them in a mighty way. Father, there may be a family going through something out there right now. Father, we ask that you touch their heavy hearts. Let them know it's your turn now, that everything is going to be all right. Father, there may be one out there homeless. We ask that you pick him up, spin him around, put his feet back on solid ground, Father. Change the way that he walks. Change his talk. Change the way that he think. Lord, there is none higher than you. There is no other power than you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Damn, Showtime, you got me about to go to church, boy. Man, that was a powerful prayer there, Showtime. That was powerful there, bro.
Hey, man, appreciate it.
We get into the show, I want to go and get my sponsor out the way, and then we're going to get into the show. I'm going to come back with you if you got something you want to say, okay, bro?
All right, man. Gotcha.
All right, that was Showtime. And I bring y'all here at the beginning of the thing when I was telling that doggone that damn text I got. Now, everybody know about Mississippi Joe with his loud mouth ass, and you know he the damn mouth of the South, and, I mean, you know, he do what he do when he doing it. But also, Mississippi Joe has had a damn turning events, man. He's come down to earth. He's mean human. I mean, I love the new Mississippi Joe. You know, he's a guy you can talk with and talk to. But behind every great man, they say, is a great woman. But unfortunately, behind this, the making of this supposedly great man, I'm talking about Mississippi Joe, is a great brother. Travis Lewis, his brother. So we want to send a special props out to Travis Lewis, better known as TL, the doggone owner and operator of the damn Gangsta Boo. Mississippi Joe, everybody know, is the mouthpiece of the Gangsta Boo. But they all a team, one and one. So props out to the Lewis families. Joe Lewis, and his backbone and his rib, his brother, Travis Lewis. Props out to the Lewis family. Hope they come out with that boo and raise some hell, y'all. Only time will tell. I hope I don't have to come back and have to put my foot in their ass. But right now, all I can do is praise them. Travis Lewis, Joe Lewis, Mississippi's boys, y'all doing your do. All right, with that being said, I know I done talked enough already, but I got a lot of more damn talking to go, because, man, they done just put me in a bind here today. Let me get another joke on here that I know, damn it, he'll talk all day, but he gonna stop taking up my show. He got a show of his own. Let me see my man over here. Let me see my man, Big Honey. Are you out there, baby? Honey Ren. I know Honey didn't go to sleep on me. Honey might have hung up on me. Oh, damn, I got to open his mic up. I'm a dumbass. Whew, I told you I got to damn, I can't get him open now. Hold on a minute, Ernie. I got you, man. My screen is so damn. Ernie, you out there, man? Honey Ren. I lost my damn man. How did I lose my man, Ernie? Oh, it keep on opening and closing. Ernie keep on hitting the damn one button closing. Ernie, just answer the phone. Okay, Ernie keep cutting on and off. Ernie trying to get on. Let me cut him off and call him back, y'all. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut him off and call him back because he keep playing with the phone. You know, Ernie ain't too bright. Let me see, can I get my man? I got to get Ernie on here. So y'all bear with me. Y'all got to hear it ring there.
Copy car, can I help you?
Ernie, what you doing playing with the phone? Did I tell you to stand by, man?
Man, I was sitting there, I was talking. I done talked half my damn show. I can hear you yelling. Goddamn, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Done lost his ass. Man,
yeah.
Can't you keep up with me?
No, man, you got to wait till I get through with my doggone speech, man. But anyway, Ernie, go ahead on, man. Before you get started, though, I want everybody to know that we had a popular show yesterday, and you can go ahead and throw out some props for your show and tell us what you got going on today, brother.
I tell you, Monday night, 6 o'clock, it's Ask Ernie Show. 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever it is, it's an open format. You got any questions, give me a call. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. It's more of a tech-oriented call for the racers. We cover everything from wheels, tires, lug nuts, all the way up to carburetors and weight transfer. So listen to it on Mondays. Dog's the host. Can't ask for a bigger mouth in the South. And we'll take and cover any questions you got. A couple of things I want to talk about tonight was, when's the last time you looked at your drag slicks? You know those things that go round and round and smoke? You know, every time you do a burnout, you're taking rubber out. Every time you do a burnout, those tires get a little bit harder because the compound is heating up. The harder you burn the tires, the harder they're going to get. Today's tires do not need an eighth-mile burnout. I've seen Pro Mod cars, you know, try to just roast the tires off the back of them. With today's compound, they do not need that. A short burnout, maybe 60 to 100 foot, click it off, back up, stage in, you're ready to go. If you do a long burnout, what are you accomplishing? You're wearing your tires out, and yeah, you're getting heat in them. But remember, you're an eighth mile down the track when you stop. You've got to back up all the way to the starting line. So any heat that you left in the starting line, any heat that you got in your tires is gone. Plus you've gone down the track, now your tires have picked up particles, nuts, bolts, washers, sand, dead cats, whatever. You've got that on your tires now. When you stage in, you do not have the optimum traction. A good short burnout, back up, and don't start your burnout in the bleach box. All that does is cover up your wheel wells and everything else with water, and then you track it to the starting line.
Okay.
A friend of mine this weekend, and I want to talk to you about four-wheelers.
Four-wheelers
and golf carts.
Hey, Ernie.
What? What?
Before you get started, Ernie, not to cut you off, you don't supposed to be getting no damn tech tips today. Today my show.
Oh.
you know,
you get me on the phone, and the first thing I do, that's a normal response. I got to start talking.
Your show was yesterday. You supposed to come on there advertising cup your car today. Not no damn tech tips today, brother. But I'm going to
I thought my show was still going from last night. We had such a day.
No.
I tell you, last night that I tell you what. If you didn't listen to the show last night, you missed some damn good stuff. We had some guys from Mississippi, Colorado, Arkansas. Let me tell you, it was a good show last night. But, yeah, back to CompuCar. CompuCar Nitro Systems, best damn nitrous you can get. You know, what can we say? You know, we've been in business 40 years. Our solenoids have a lifetime warranty, and I mean a lifetime warranty, not a BS. Hey, buy them today, 30 days from now, buy them more. With our stuff, it's a lifetime warranty. If you go to a yard sale, a flea market, a swap meet, and somebody sells you a CompuCar system with solenoids and they're bad, buy it. They're still under warranty. It doesn't matter who owns them. As long as they exist, they're under warranty. You send them back to us, pay freight back to you, they're covered. We'll either be repair them or replace them or give the option to trade the old solenoids in for brand new state-of-the-art stuff at a major discount. So you can always upgrade.
Okay, Ernie, we appreciate that. But now, for all y'all that don't know, Ernie got three, like he said, 1, 2, 3, or 4 hours worth on Monday. Y'all can call into the same number and talk with Ernie. But Ernie, since you're doing such a great job on them slicks, Go ahead and pick up where you left off on them slicks, because that is a damn, I done got three texts already, so that's some damn good information. So go ahead and finish this, the little thing up on the slicks, Ernie, if you don't mind.
Okay. On these 29 tires, 12 to 14 pounds air pressure, check them. Check the rollout on them. The rollout on a tire, take a tape measure, preferably a cloth one. Put it on the tire, drive over it, bring it up, and measure it in the center. What does it read? Take that, go to the other side, do the same thing. Are they within a half inch of each other? If they're not, you need new tires. Now, I've seen people try to add pressure to one or take pressure out of one to get them to the same diameter. That's not going to work. All you're going to do is drive the car one way or the other. If a tire has broke a bead on it or the tread, that tire will start expanding and getting bigger. So you ought to measure your tires when they're brand new for rollout. Measure them again at every race. Keep a track of any growth on those tires. If you see one expand all of a sudden, stop, get you a new set of rubbers. You know, using used rubbers ain't the way to go. Back to you, though.
Okay, Ernie, we appreciate it. And also, give them that number where they can call and get those good. If you can't get them on the air, tell them your number where they can reach you at CompuCar, Ernie.
CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. Or, look at it this way, it's CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-NITROUS. Put the two together, man, you can't beat it. And, hey, you know, Ryan's Restaurant, best food in the Southeast you can eat. Buffet, good food, tastes good, good company. Hell, I even had, today it was dog food day. I had to feed the man. So I was pleased. I was honored. They were tickled to death. The dog was in the house. Dog, love you, man. Be listening to your show inside.
Okay, appreciate it, Ernie. You have a good one now, Big Bear.
Love you, man.
All righty. Well, y'all know that was Ernie Wren. Now, he'll take over something. But I got a bunch of hands up. Maybe they want to say something about Big Ken before we get the show started. Let me see. Truck driver, what's on your mind, truck driver?
What's going on? Hey, let Big Ken know my prayers go out to him. God will answer his prayer. But I didn't master one cue, so I assume God put me there to say something about Big Ken.
Hey, it must have did, because you sure popped up. That's why I thought maybe you had something to say, truck driver. But I know you always willing and able to sell, do whatever you got to do for the grudge, folks, man.
Yes, sir. But
okay. All right, appreciate it, truck driver.
All right.
All righty. He said he didn't put his hand up. Maybe this person didn't either. 803-2095, what's on your mind?
I ain't pushing no one, but.
All right, no problem. Everybody didn't push it. All right, everybody that said they didn't push the one button, all right, push it now so you can take your hand down, please. Push it now. See, they won't do it when I ask them to push it. But anyway, let me see. Damn, truck driver did it. 919-8542. You didn't push the one button either?
Dog, I ain't pushed the one button, man, but I'll go ahead and
all right, no problem, brother. Ain't no problem. I ain't mad with nobody. Push the one button now and take your hand down there. Shit, I thought I was getting popular. I saw all them hands go up. I thought I was getting popular. All right, man, let me get back to it. Like I said, I sent out my little props earlier if y'all was paying attention, but I got some more shit to get into. But before we get into that shit, man, oh, man, y'all know what time it is. Val Doster, this week, running brown. If you can't run with the big dogs, stay your ass on the porch. And Real Tree told certain people, get in the backyard, because if I see you anywhere on the grounds, I'm running up in you. Anyway, that's out in Valdosta this weekend, this Saturday, at Dan Running Brown's run, run with the big dogs. If you can't do that, get off the porch or stay on the porch and get in the backyard. But anyway, for all y'all guys that's coming from a long way, the Test and Tune Friday night, they got Test and Tune Friday nights. The gates open at 6 p.m. They run all the way up to 11. Now, the big day, Saturday, gates open at 12 noon. We'll run from 12 noon until 11 at night. So come on down and see doggone anything on 28th, 29th shootout. That's 10-5Ws or smaller. 315s or 275s are allowed. NOS only, unless you're a turbo, and turbos must run on 28th. Any doggone suspension, no willy bars, no time shown, the clocks will be off. Now that's down there at Running Brown. If you can't run with the big dogs, stay on the porch. and crybabies stay at the home. Don't take the baby job. Why? Goddamn, if you take and start the fucking crying, what the baby gonna do? That's the doggone in Valdosta, doggone it this Saturday. But like I said, you can come on down there and get that thing tuned in. I hear Big Lord and the boys gonna be in the house looking for some action. But trust me, my boys Real Tree and Lil Rick will be in the house to give you every damn amount of action you want. Trust me. Real Tree come out of that thing unscathed, him and Lil Rick. We got another surprise we can't say. Because I always told them, just like making love, one at a time, baby, one at a time. Anyway, that's this doggone weekend. Now, if you ain't got enough down there and you still survive the wall on the 21st, we're going to goddamn it pack rack, train load, covered wagon, whatever the fuck you want to call it, right on down to Monkey Town, the Gump, Montgomery, Alabama, for Big Drags, Big Damn It Benefit Race, man. We going down there. We're going to try to do a goddamn it, a hell of a race down there for the fans, and we just going to do a hell of a support to help out another fellow racer that lost everything. I ain't never seen a car burn up. When the Jokers was burning up cars for insurance money, I ain't seen the motherfuckers burn up that bad. Shit, me and Tony Vines did one for insurance scam, and shit, we didn't burn it up that goddamn bad. Anyway, that's just a joke, guys. I'll take that literally and go out there and spread no rumors, but I did say me myself, so I was in it too. Anyway, don't forget, man, fellow racers helping a racer, man. The Big Drag Benefit Race is going to be down in Montgomery. Some people call it the Gump. Some people call it doggone whatever they call it. Anyway, hometown of Mr. Five Speed. We can go down and slap the shit out of him if he in the damn building. Anyway, that's the damn Montgomery down there that Sunday. We're going to train load from down there, Pack Rat, covered wagon from Running Brown, Raising Valdosta, right on down to Montgomery. And like I said, now we're going to go down there and do it. The gates open down there at 11 a.m. You know, they own a different time zone for us. So they 11 o'clock is our 12 o'clock. So gates open at 11 o'clock, racing starts at 2. And we're going to race until we race, baby. And and thanks to Prime Time, Tony Bynes, he's getting away a free car. And all you got to do to goddamn register, you ain't got to buy nothing extra. You just get a ticket at the gate, and you register for to win a free car. Courtesy of doggone it, Tony Bynes in Prime Time Racing, y'all. So come on out. It should be some hell of a racing down there. We got to find out if the damn 901 bad boys winning the 901 bad boys. We're going to find out if they're going to be bad boys or bad girls. He got three races locked in. And then one, I'm going to be honest with you, I ain't trying to stop no racing. But I believe the one against the goddamn cold killer, they got 1-on-6. Somebody going to pay the punk out. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't trying to stop no races. I might be trying to start some shit, but somebody going to find out who got hair on their chest and who got it on their pussy. Now, that'll be down there in Montgomery. Also, just locked up last night on Jay Bourne's old ragged-ass goddamn Grudge Inc. show, the goddamn Trey One Malibu going up against Grudge Inc.'s business. Out of damn, well, he ain't out of Chi-Town no more. They ran his ass out of Chi-Town. He's out of Macon, Georgia area now. Goddamn Great Georgia, somewhere down there. He'll be going up against the Trey One Malibu with his pro-charged motherfucking Mustang with me behind the wheel. Hey, listen up real good. I said, with me behind the wheel. Y'all know how many times I done got motherfucking fired. I might bun it in, and somebody else might have to drive that bitch because I might be done got fired. So anyway, they locked in also. Boy, we got a bunch of racers locked in down there, Turbo Team. Like I said, Whitney got three races locked in. If Whit win them races down there, it's going to be some shit because I don't know if a cold killer going to pass out. I don't know if a tight man going to pass out. I don't know. All I got to tell y'all is y'all need to be there. 2 days of goddamn racing, if half of this shit go off in these next 2 days, it's going to be some shit. Boy, we might have to have a special show, goddamn it, Saturday morning or Sunday morning or something. I don't know, man. It's going to be some shit this weekend. So all I'm going to do is talk about them. Also, we got, well, I ain't going to go into that yet, but somebody else said something. I'm going to take a break for a minute and go to the phones and see if anybody got anything to say what I just said. Fact of matter, I see Whit up here now. Let me see if I talk to him. Whit, you done passed the fuck out yet? Goddamn Whit smoking that shit now. Goddamn it, I could have left that nine for somebody else. He ain't even there. Whit! Okay. I did a special favor and call that motherfucker. Put him on the line. And he don't even come on the damn phone when I call him. So you know what I'm going to do? He don't want to listen. He don't want to talk. Bam, he gone. Fuck it. I ain't got no goddamn friend. 561-7628, go ahead.
Dog, I'm just listening, dog. How you doing? It's Big Man.
Who is this?
Big Man in the minivan.
Big Man in the minivan?
Yep.
You big fat motherfucker. You coming this way this weekend, brother?
I sure will. I see you up there.
Goddamn right. Now, look here, man. Look here now. I know y'all some gangster motherfuckers down there. This is what I need you to do, though. Don't tell nobody. We're in the private room, so can't nobody hear you but me and you now. We're in the private room. Beep, 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 beep. Bring me one of them white girls, man. Put it in the back. Put it on the freezer for me, man.
Put it in the freezer?
Yeah, bring me a white girl, man. Bring me a white girl, man. Look here. All right, then. All right, bro. We appreciate you calling. All right.
You give him a text for your birthday?
Do what now?
Did you give him a text for your birthday?
Yeah, I got the text, man. Look here, man. I got it, brother. I thanked everybody on a gross, you know, I did a gross blast out on my birthday. I appreciate everything, brother.
Just keep getting old, dog.
Huh?
Just keep getting old. Just keep waking up on this side of the dirt.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm saying. I wake up every morning and thank the Lord he let me get up, my brother.
I know you're right.
All right. Okay, all right, I'll let you.
Okay. I'll see you this weekend.
All righty. God damn it, that goddamn Mr. Joe, man. If y'all see that motherfucker, somebody hide them goddamn steroids. I seen that motherfucker, that bitch goddamn got bigger than what he was, man. Good grief. I don't know if that's somebody eating a steroid. Man, y'all got that big. They said that big motherfucker might drive the car, which is a lie because he can't even turn the steering wheel without goddamn going hand over hand with them big ass arms in. All right, now, let me see what I'm going to start out. Let me see what Showtime wants. Uh-oh, here comes somebody. Let me see what they want first. 803. 4274. I know you didn't hit the one button, right? 803-4274. You didn't hit the one button, right? Damn, ain't nobody hit the one. Okay. Let's see what Showtime wanted. Let me see what Showtime. Showtime, you drunk yet?
Well, I'm getting there.
All right, what you got to say, man? Because I get tired of you always talking about you want to be part of this grudge game, talking about you got a goddamn car, and every time I look around, your ass gone somewhere else. What the fuck you got to put in the grudge game? Because we want to go in your ass. We get tired of your mouth.
No, brother, I don't think like that, man. I ain't got no car, man. I just want to say some of my relatives, man, they got something going on, but I do want to give an update on this weather report. Now, don't be afraid. Just be very, very aware that Saturday, that there's going to be a category. You know, see, category 5 is the highest you can get. We're talking about a hurricane. Am I correct?
I don't know and don't give a damn. You just tell me. They're going to be in Van Austin.
But that goddamn hurricane, boy, let me tell you, that hurricane going to be sitting over Van Austin. They're going to be that category 6 going to be sitting up over top of Van Austin, Georgia.
Hold on,
no, I ain't taking. I've been saying this for years, but like Ronnie Brown say, if you can't run with a big dog, stay on the porch. And I know you said somebody said get in the backyard. Oh hell no!
You got that right. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what now.
Don't get in the backyard. Your ass better run up underneath the house, boy. You might as well walk.
Showtime. Let me tell you something else, Showtime. I think that midget gonna be driving your car, right? Ain't that midget gonna be driving your car? The midget.
We don't know. We don't know who's gonna be driving what. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Anyway,
I don't have no idea what they're gonna do.
Okay, well anyway, we heard Stanley Allbritton Jr. was gonna be driving your car. We heard that, right?
It ain't my car.
Well, your cousin or nephews or uncle, your sister's law, whoever the fuck it is.
Well,
let me tell you something
else,
Showtime, that you don't know about this grudge game. Let me tell you something you don't know about this grudge game. If them motherfuckers coming up from Florida, if them your kin folks and they coming up from Florida, Showtime, they'll be the first motherfuckers that get a head start to go the fuck home.
Well, you know, that has been in the past. But you know something? Boy, you know when they say change gonna come. Lord.
Yeah, that's a goddamn song. Don't forget that. That's a song.
Hey, change gonna come, boy. Let me tell you something. I feel the wind right now. I feel that damn wind, boy. Ain't it been getting chilly down there?
It's cold. It ain't chilly. It's cold, goddamn it. Yeah.
Okay, it's cold, but have you been getting any cloud covers down now?
Yeah, we've been getting cloud covers, yeah.
Oh, boy, that's a sign, son. That's a sign.
You know that's a sign,
like I say, don't go in the backyard.
going to the ground. You got to go into the ground.
Showtime, that's a sign of it. It's just been the rain if you're from the country. We race on the racetrack, so fuck all that old dumb shit you talking.
Well, I tell you what, it may sound dumb, but boy, look at him. This go, boy, it's going to be some trouble. Y'all might as well go and pay us now. Y'all want to go and pay us now?
All right, Showtime, to be honest with you, I'm going to go ahead and start the rest of this and shit. I'm tired of talking to you because you hard-headed. We got to show your dumb ass. You hard-headed.
Well, they got their show going to have to show them. They ain't got to show me nothing. They got to show them. I don't own nothing. I don't own nothing but an old ragged-ass car. I don't own nothing. I got old
Beetle
that I drive every day.
Well, I put it this way then. I have Running Brown to put you on speed down. I have Running Brown to put you on speed down.
He got me
anyway,
already. All right,
Showtime, I'm going to go ahead and mute you out if you ain't got nothing, brother. I'm going to go ahead and start some more shit, though. I got to get some more people on there.
Well, don't keep me muted too long because somebody say something out the goddamn way, boy. Look at him, boy.
All right, you know what to do then. Just hit the one button two times, and I know you want to come back in here, okay?
Yeah, if I don't fall asleep. Go ahead, man.
All right. Goddamn Showtime talking about he don't fall asleep, trying to be cool, trying to run with the goddamn young boy. He can't run with these motherfucking young boys. Oh, goddamn old-ass alcoholic. 803-4274, this your last time. You want to say something? 803-0274. Hello.
No.
Hello. Yeah, you didn't push the one button, right?
No, I didn't.
All right, no problem. When I mute you out, then press the one button and take your hand down. Press the one button. Press the one button now. All right, let me see if this is Pro Stock Joe calling in. Oh, there's a block number. Oh, he took his hand down. Okay. I thought it might have been Pro Stock Joe wanted to talk to me, but I doubt that. All right. I'm finna give y'all a little food for thought. I want y'all to listen real good because it'll apply to all you motherfuckers out there. All you motherfucking dick lickers out there and all you cock lickers and whatever you is out there. I don't care if you get mad at me today because I've been drinking and I'm a little tipsy. I don't drink, but I took that damn shit they gave me, that fucking shit in them little bottles anyway. I want y'all to listen to this here. When you get a little of what you want, when you get a little of what you want more. When you lose what you had, you realize that the little you had was enough. So if you motherfuckers out there can't figure that out, you a dumbass. I ain't calling you a dumbass. I'm just saying you can't do it. So I'm going to say it one more again in my Mississippi Joe voice. I'm going to say it one more again. When you get a little of what you want more. When you lose what you had, you realize that the little you had was enough. Now, if you can't figure that out, it's on you. We're going to get a test at the end of the damn show. Whoever get it right, we're going to let Tank Man give you a free blowjob. And a ball of mouthwash. All right. Let me get my first controversial shit going on here. Let me see here. All right. I don't know where I want to start at. First, I'm going to tell y'all like what some of it is, though. They're having that extreme 29-inch belt at Rock's October the 5th birthday bash. October the 5th. Now, I heard my big brother, I heard my big brother had a show on Extreme 29 belts and what they can run. Not to be nasty, not to be talking about nobody directly. April 1 man, people been complaining about with 29s. And y'all know who that is. I ain't going to call no name, but you know who that is. So my question I'm finna ask anybody that's on their phone tonight, if they're going up for the Extreme belt, and they said 29s. Now, I don't know how the poster was written. I don't know how it was. But what I did was, since they said it was a belt, and I checked, and they said it was a Grudge Inc. belt, so I went to the head of Grudge Inc., and they said Extreme 29-inch belt was any engine combination, any suspension, but they had to have 29 10.5s. RWs. Now, that's what the president of the belt told me. So my thing is, why is everybody every week still crying, still campaigning about a motherfucker that's got on ties bigger than 29 10.5s? Now, the reason I say that, not to single nobody out, but I got to single somebody out because it ain't for one person. So do we want to kill that whole class and the whole guys that's on 29-10-5 debuts or less? Or do we just want to cater to one man that want to put on some 29 bigger than 10-5s? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm 100% behind the individual if a poster reads 29s. So if it's 29, 10-5s, 11-5, 13-5, 14-5s, or whatever. So all you promoters out there, and I said it on the show before, if you don't want to come up with that damn disagreement and you don't want to make nobody mad, specify what size 10-5s or 29s you're talking about. Is it 10-5s, 11-5s, 13-5s, or any 29s? Because if you got any 29s, and that's all the posters say, well, then that's what the man can get in with anything. All right, somebody help me out then with that right quick so I can talk about that a couple minutes. Tell me what your thoughts is on that, and I'll move to my next segment. Now, if don't nobody hit the one button and talk to me about it, fuck it. I'll cut the goddamn show off and go in there and play with myself. I just got a text from a girl, asked me what she want me to do, but I don't really want her because she ugly. Oh, here come a man right here, don't mind talking. Oh, shit, I think it might. 404-5619. Tell me you did hit the one button.
I hit the one button, dog.
Oh, shit, it sound like Michael Hill. What's up, Mike? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Hey, dog. On that 29 belt, I may get some love. What about what the difference? You said they got to be on a 29. What about the 315? If they on 315, I mean, on the because I mean in the shootout they allow 315 or 29.
Now,
I mean,
if this two cars should have been a lawyer too, but it's a screen and it's just Mike. They can't be on the 315s. It's gotta, I checked with the doggone man, and I'm gonna tell you, I checked with Jay Bones. It had to be 29-10-5. They could be judges.
Oh, okay.
29-10-5 judges or 29-10-5s. It can't be 315s or nothing. It's an extreme 29-inch belt.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That's
now, but Mike, I'm glad you asked that because, see, everybody doing that. And, see, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody, that we always start a controversy for no reason. If we run it for a certain thing, and like I said, now, don't get me wrong, I did say it now. If the man printed the poster, now, in this instance, it could be a double fault. Because the man that could print up the posters with his Rock's birthday badge on October 5th, he could have printed up the posters wrong. But now if you're running for the Grudge Inc. belt, then we got a problem because Grudge Inc. belt is for 10-5. Do you see the problem in that, Mike?
No.
You got a lot of noise in your business, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, if they created it that way, I mean, nothing you can do about it. If they said just 29, I mean, that's understandable. But I know I've been... Yeah. There was another issue about the 29 versus 315 that been
right.
Coming up, been popping up a lot lately, and I was just curious. But I
will
on mute and let you have that.
Well, to be honest with you now, Mike, to be honest with you, Mississippi Joe had a good show dealing with the same shit, though. But I got to admit, though, he was fair about it. He let everybody say what they had to say about them 315. And like I told him, if it's a shootout and they don't say no difference, then shit, the 315s or the 29s, good. Just like down there now, if you got a problem, just like a running brown race down there, you can run 315s down there this weekend. If you want to come in there on some 315s, you can come in there on them motherfuckers. Come on in there.
Okay.
Yeah. 315s or 275.
Okay.
If you want to bring them Raiders in there, come on in there. But see, like I said, when you're running for these belts, the belts are right as I'm standing right now. All the belts is like I said, on that 29 is for 10-5. All 10-5, just 10-5 straight, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's for the bill. Okay, that's cool. All right.
Well, Mike, don't go nowhere because I got another thing might be involving you. So you hang around for a while, okay? Just mute your phone out. I'm going to leave your mic on.
Okay.
Just mute your phone out.
Okay.
All right. Okay, for this next controversy, before I throw it out there, I'm going to see can I get my man on here so he can answer right now and anybody else got to answer. And I got to tell him what motherfucking shit been saying. So, tight man. I see you out there in them bushes. Come out them bushes. Hit the one button. Tight man, I need you, tight man. Hit the one button, tight. There my man is right there. God damn it. Russell Red. Tight man, what's up?
What's going on with it, dog? You know I don't throw no goddamn shows.
Yeah. No. But I got you on because motherfuckers been talking and they said you had the biggest damn mouth. But when it came to this end, your mouth had caught it, and you had a problem with it. That's all I'm gonna say.
They talked about Jesus Christ, man. They talked about Jesus Christ.
Whoever.
All right, well, it wasn't that bad, but I'm just going to say, I'm going to throw it out here. And I'm, if anybody got anything they want to say, Hype Man is on the phone now if you want to address him or whatever. And what I'm talking about is this new team they got out called Live Action. They say that's the old K-9 team. I don't know. They say it's Live Action. And they say Live Action has been trying to run Cold Killer. And every time they say, goddamn, they want to run Cold Killer, Type Man got something to say about it. So, Type Man, what do you got to say about it?
Live Action ain't gave up no calls out. That's people. Live Action has a direct number. And only thing we know what we done discussed about Live Action. So, when they make the call, it is what it is. They know what they ain't had no problem all before getting in contact with us. Why everybody think, oh, it's a problem, it's a problem. Man, go lay down.
Okay, now, I got a phone call this evening, Type Man, at 5:39. I wrote it down, 5:39. I got a call from them motherfuckers. And said that they said they can't get no action. They said they tried to get a hold of y'all, and y'all didn't want to do nothing. They tried to run everybody else. And they said the reason y'all didn't want to run them or y'all was scared to run them was because they got on 315. Now, I don't know if that's the truth or not. If you want to address it, you so can. But I did get a phone call saying that they wanted action. Then I'm going to tell you what I told them after they told me that.
Well, let me just say this right here, dog. Right now, we're sitting pretty high on the chart, right?
Yes, sir.
And who the fuck is Live Action to think they can come and walk up to us like they demand some respect, beat somebody?
Oh, shit. Now, I did say that. Now, go ahead. I agree to that, but I did say that, too.
Hey, dog. Ain't nothing wrong. The same way we had to damn take and negotiate and go around the world to get action, don't you think it's fair for them to take and whatever they need to do to get action?
I'm with you 102%. Hey,
okay,
man, is you on that headphone or that speakerphone? Get off that something, just echo. Ain't two mics open. Your mic and Mike Hill's mic, so it's got to be one of the two.
Hold on. One second, dog. Tommy Dog, you on mute, right?
I got mute.
Dog, you know I drop everybody off my phone if you say mine making noise.
Well, ain't nobody on with you and Mike, so it got to be one or two of y'all, just whatever. Because I want everybody to hit us in because I'm getting tired of it. And they got to came out this evening and called me. And I'm still hitting it. It's got to be your Mike Hill phone now. One of y'all.
Okay, dog, you hear me better now?
Well, I'm going back on mute.
I'm riding down the road, so it might be my phone, but I hear you loud and clear.
Let me see. Type man.
Yeah,
hold on.
Dog,
I'm going to mute Mike, but I'm going to see his mic. Okay, let me see. Hold on. Type man.
Yeah,
you
hear me,
dog? Yeah, but it's your phone, though. It's your phone,
dog. I'm driving, dog. I ain't stationary, but I'll be stationary in 1 second. Just, you know, keep going with the show.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to keep going with the show because I know somebody else out there got want to say something. And if you're scared to
sell
something, buy your dog now. I
want to
know what's going on.
Thanks, man. I want to ask a question, man. So Bailey, tight. So what you saying? I mean, they got to run somebody else before y'all run them. I mean, that the way it is.
Hey, Mike, hold on. Thank man got a badass echo. I'm going to wait till Thank man stop because it's his phone.
Hold on, dog.
It ain't echoing that, Thank. Oh, yeah,
okay.
It's back echoing.
Oh, I know why he's doing it, dog. Like I say, I'm driving to get to me a neutral spot. But
ain't no problem.
What
I need to get
say?
There, cause I done got a couple of tickets already since you got on the phone, Tag Man.
Let me tell the fans, so they got a Mustang, right?
Tag, I don't want you to talk back because you sound like shit when you get somewhere. Your phone sounding like shit right now.
Alright.
I'm on mute, Type Man. Type Man, I want you to listen though, cause Mike Hill, I think, got a question. Can you hear? Can you still listen, Mike?
Hey, dog, do you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, you good now?
Okay.
You good now?
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, you be okay. Mike had a question for you, I think. Go ahead, Mike. Mike Hill.
I was just getting an understanding. I was just, so. If they want to run y'all right now, tight. I mean, if they want to run y'all, they got to run somebody else first. I was just making sure that was what y'all saying. I mean, I understand they ain't had no grudge race yet. Mike, let me say it so that everybody, not being funny, not you, Mike, let me say it so everybody can
understand. We haven't been doing that much racing down in our own area. We haven't got a chance to look at the car and see the car, so we ain't going to go in the blind talking about, oh, this, that. You know, it is what it is. They showed up at one track, and we don't have to run at no certain track. We have proved that. We have put up W's all over the United States this year.
So in other words, in plain old English that we can understand, you said until you see them run out of track one or two times, or they do something, fuck them. Is that what you said?
Boy,
perfect.
I couldn't say it no better.
All right, I hate to say it now. I understand where Ty's coming from, and on that, if you use that doggone phrase, I'm gonna say the same thing. But hold on a minute. I got another person in. They might have something to say about this. And hold on a minute. 504-9594. You got something to say about this?
I was just calling about that tire size, dog. This Doobie.
Okay, well, Doobie, hold tight, then. Hold tight. I'm gonna mute you back out. Right now, we talking about this discussion. We gonna let you talk about that, but we talking about this discussion with Tyke Man in live action right now. But hold on with that, Doobie, because I want you to speak on that too. Anybody got anything they want to question Tyke Man about live action and Cold Killer? Now, on the other hand, now, if I'm a dumbass now, I'm going to my dumbass mode. I'm going to say, goddamn, Tyke Man, fuck if he ain't ran nobody, if he trying to run y'all, why the fuck you don't run him?
That's because we run who we want to run, when we want to run, pretty much.
Hey, I got my show is fully full. I know damn well y'all sitting back there want to know something. If y'all scared to... Now, see, don't get on this internet or call me after this motherfucking show and ask me these questions. If y'all want to ask a question, why Cold Killer ain't running live action and everything, and y'all got something you want to say about it, now's the time to address it right now. Don't call me after the show, I'm telling you. I'm going to go get me some rest and get drunk. If y'all got a question.
Hey, dog, I was just finna say it out of shit. They're going to call you out of the show.
Call me out of the motherfucking show with all these goddamn questions. 478-5467. I don't know if this is James or Kenny. You know I get them bitches mixed up.
Yeah, this James. That was going on.
What's up, baby?
Nah, hold on. I just want to add tight, man. I heard what you said about, running live action. But if they come up with that nickel like y'all, like Killer say, come up with that nickel. I heard him say on the show last week that he finna start running for these pennies. These boys gonna have to get their weight up. If they come on, they come with that nickel. That, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, what's up with that? They come up with that money. Who this is, Kenny or James?
It's James.
Oh, okay, let me just go and say it just in case the grudge world don't know. The 315 is a faster tire. It works at Holly Springs, and it works at Zonowski, South Georgia Motorsport Park. Okay, those are the only two places these dudes talking about racing, man.
Okay, y'all hold that thought. Don't say that, James. Don't say that. I'm finna get a motherfucker on there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what y'all say. He never did lose it. He just gave it up. The goddamn it, Extreme G-Body champ, Mississippi Joe. What's on your mind, man?
Nothing. Tight Man just said what I was going to say. Godfather, I was going to refer to what Tight Man said. Go back to say what me and you were discussing. You know, it's a lot of grudge action that's going to be voided. Because of the 315, they only want to race where, Godfather? Holly Springs, South Georgia, where only the 315s work. We lose it. It's going to be a lot of races that won't happen because of that. Remember, me and you just had a topic about that. Is that not true?
Yeah, that is. I mentioned that, yes.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Dog, dog, dog. I got a counter. if one man win 315, what the hell wrong with the other man winning 315? Ain't nobody telling one to be on 29.
On this show also. I said the same thing.
Ain't nobody
but
saying one man
else,
be on 29, one man
be
on 315.
Hold on, hold on. Let me throw something else in there, because I'm finna tell y'all right now. I'm finna tell y'all right now. If y'all ask me whose side I'm on Tyke Man them side right now. I feel what Tyke Man them saying. But if you ask me just for my vote as dog, as the Godfather, though, I'm leave it open. But I'm going to set this in, too, now. If live action claiming they can't get no action and want nobody to run them, just listen to me real good. Tell them to be down in Valor Society. They can get in with them 315s down in, they can get in the shootout down there at Valor Society. So quit fucking crying and get to the track.
But all that's true. I mean, yeah, that's true, dog. I'm just saying if you know a man trying to lock you in for Valosta or Holly Spring, I mean, everybody them in racing or Racing Little Tide know that them two track right there are faster with drag rail. I mean, why the hell would you come on 29?
Okay,
Can I ask,
Hey, Type Man, let Joe go ahead on, cause you know Type Man, you got a Visa card for this show, but let Joe go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
What you saying is true. What you saying is true, Mike. But you know as well, you a tune-up, and if you've been racing your car all year long on 29s and you hadn't put on the 315, you know you really got to take some time to prepare and get that 315 down there to perfection to go and try to win. Not go and play around with him. When you go, you want to go try to knock their dick in the dirt. So it's going to take some time to get it down there. It takes a dummy, Mike, to go over there 2 weeks before he trying to race somebody with a 315 and just slap it on there and try to race.
Well, I agree 110% with that.
Okay.
But I'm also say Chris Tuname is by far a dummy and know how to race a 315.
All right, well, hold on. Tyke Man, give me what's your answer, Tyke Man? You had something you wanted to say.
My thing is we haven't mastered the 29 for what we want to see. And until we master one tire, we don't give a shit about a 315.
I'm going to give you props.
Just hold up, Joe. I'm going to get everybody that want to say something. Now, I got a man. I don't know what he got to say because he ain't got no 29s or no 315. Bobby Childs, what's on your mind?
No, I was just listening, you know. I mean, I'm kind of confused here because, I listen to Cold Killer and Tight Man. They the baddest in the land. That's what I understand. So, my thing, hold it, let me get through. But what I'm saying is,
one second, we should get a status on what, dog?
20? Oh, 29, right, okay. So, tell that man to strap on some 29 and go to his ass. I mean, I'm like this. I mean, I don't care who he is. Maybe you take his ass to a track. The hell that he won't have the advantage yet. That you said
exactly.
South Georgia, and y'all said Holly Spring. So hell, Cam somewhere where hell that the playing field is equal.
Y'all be quiet for a minute. Look here, if you got background noise, I want you to just mute your phone until it's your time to talk. Y'all be quiet. I'm going to let everybody talk. I want to get all the discussions in there so we got a good variety of everybody talking because right now we got a good discussion. I got another man in there. God damn it, I think this is Boogeyman. Is that you, Boogeyman?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up? Go ahead.
Hey, man. To sum it all up, Cold Killer and them running around from state to state. Anybody that want to run them, they need to bring them to their own backyard. Don't go in nobody's backyard and fight them. If he's got a vet, just bring them to your house.
All right, y'all
going to
discuss what y'all
want to
discuss now. Anybody
want to
jump in?
Well, I like Bobby Wachai. I think Bobby Wachai said it real good, too. I mean, if you know I got 29. Like I said, this all just discussion. I'm a neutral part also. This just discussion. If I know a man good on 315 and I got 29, well, hell, I'm going to try to drag him to my track or a track that ain't 315. If I can't put 315, I'm going to just try to drag him to a place that's 29 friendly. I mean, you got to find that neutral spot somewhere between y'all two.
Okay, now. Dog got an opinion on that, too, then. I think But then the Godfather got an opinion on that too. I think what everybody's saying is, if live action them need to stop beating their fucking chest like they're the baddest motherfuckers in the world if they don't want to go over two tracks with 315s in. I think that's what everybody's trying to say.
Dog, right. I got a question, dog. That's your, like, Ronnie Brown race that's coming up this weekend. Does that track be prepped for 315 every time you go down there? Or it only be prepped for 315 when they got a big show like Duck next week?
It's only for, as far as I know, they only prep it like that for Duck show.
Okay, then. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, well, they on the phone,
okay,
man. I'm just hosting the show right now.
Can I speak right now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, type man. Everybody mute your phone. We want to hear what everybody's saying. I ask you again. I don't want to keep repeating that. Just when you ain't talking, just put your phone on mute. That little thing that's on, just mute your phone, and then when you want to speak, you can speak. If you got background noise when you're speaking, we'll allow that as long as it's just your background noise. Go ahead, type.
Okay, now, everybody that plays football has on cleats, and you got one or two players over there that can't get picked on the scene. Because they got on goddamn church shoes. What they need to do to get on the field?
That's something stupid, man. Say what, type man? You say what now, type man?
I say if all the kids in the football league got on cleats and you got two kids wearing church shoes and they never get picked, in order to play football, what they gonna have to come up with?
They gotta come up with some cleats.
Oh, smart! 29s and drag radio. When they got, and see, let me show you the biggest thing about this, dog. Your phone went to ringing. It went to ringing because it's like a jail. You know that alligator in that pond, but you may not see him every day you go to that pond. But this particular weekend, that pond going to be in South Georgia. Damn it, they go to Gator.
But another scenario is, I mean, don't nobody know, everybody's combination is different. I mean, the weights ain't the same on these cars. None of them work the same. Somebody got a bigger motor than the other. Somebody got a different tire than the other. I mean, it's a lot of other variables to me that go in with that also.
Yeah, it is, but guess what, the kid is? We don't want to race the 315.
All right, be quiet, type man. I got another man that's saying.
No, we ain't just talking about Joe.
Mr. DeJoe. Mr. DeJoe.
Yeah, go ahead, Godfather. Go ahead. I was on mute.
Type man basically saying the same identical thing you saying. Now tell me again why y'all don't want to fuck with them 315s either. Tell me why you said you don't want to fuck with them 315s either.
Because there ain't nobody out there really that run 315 but one or two. And you only can run them at certain tracks. Certain tracks. And if you're a grudge racer and you're going all over racing, you need to be prepared to run at any track.
Let me mix this shit back up again then. Since everybody's feeling like that, let me mix it back up again. So tell me this here then. Why does everybody running 10.5s? And I'm going to have to say it now. I'm not picking on him because I don't care. And Tony Vine want to run 11.5s. But why don't nobody tell Tony he wrong for everybody else trying to run 10.5s and he's trying to run 11.5s?
Why the hell ain't nobody cry about raising Wick them when they got 315 on?
Exactly. Okay, guess what? Well, we ran Wick them. We didn't run up to a drink. Fuck it, they can break. I'll tell you what. Live Action got an invitation on October the 19th.
Okay. All right. Now I don't know where Live Action at, but I got a phone call, and I ain't going to tell you who I got the phone call from and everything, but they said Live Action wanted some action. And the first thing I said was, if they really want something, they can't get no grudge action that they want, and they want to run for them five, well, Ronnie Brown getting away $5,000 this week down at Valdosta. So if they want to come out there and put their hat in the ring, they might, goddammit, get fucked up enough, they might change from them 315. They might want to put on some goddamn it 29s.
But now, this crazy. I ain't going to say it's crazy. This is what the people want to talk about. But you talking about a motherfucker that ain't beat nobody, man.
That was one of my arguments right there, Jack, man. But like I said, me being the godfather, I hate to put it out there. That was one of my arguments right there. Now, I'm gonna ask, okay, I can ask everybody on the phone and everybody that's listening. And I need to get, and I get tired of hearing the same old motherfuckers. Y'all fans always sit back and say what you want, but when you got a chance to voice your opinion, you don't say a fucking thing but sit on the fucking phone and listen to controversy.
No, God.
Okay, let me finish. Yeah.
Hey dog, I'm gonna tell you what Warren Johnson. Warren Johnson. Go ahead, Miss Evil Joe. Go ahead, my bad, go ahead.
Okay, no problem. I'm just gonna agree with Tite because I remember when we was on Top of the Hog and riding the Hog High, you always get people that ain't even bringing action wanna step up and try to run something. And I'm just gonna say I don't think, you know, right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Cole Killer is the baddest thing in grudge racing, the great white. Ain't no doubt about it. He's proved it time and time again. The only way you can say the man is not doing his thing, you got to simply be hate. And this is just a mutual statement, a fair statement. Calling it just like it is. So I have to agree with Tight Man. Cole Killer been doing his thing. How can somebody just come up and demand for Cole Killer to get like them? If anything, a Joker needs to be getting like Cole Killer.
Okay, hold up. Mike, hold up. Let me get Big Daddy on there right quick, and then you can say what you have to say. Big Daddy, what's on your mind? Big Daddy, what's on your mind?
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like you said, he ain't ran nobody. He ain't traveled from state to state. He got nine grudge races. So why should he even get a shot at Cole Killer?
That was my question. Right. I was finna say before y'all said this here. Who
right,
made
man.
The rules or who made the stipulation that somebody had to be done ran somebody to get a shot at somebody else?
That,
I just want to put out.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Nephew, your mic on too. Hey, we can discuss that too, but. Anybody can talk, but once somebody starts, they ought to be quiet, let that one finish. I just got some more added fuel to put on this and shit. Hold up. Somebody told me that even though that Valdosta don't prep for radios all the time, they say they normally start working on that track a week ahead of Dunk's race. So if that's the case, I don't know if they're going to be prepped for radios this week or not.
No.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Nephew got the flow, y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I want to say now y'all talking like canines or some nobodies or something now. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
They is somebody now. Just because they ain't ran in, you know, a couple of seconds. But
well, the man built a new car. He redid the old car, however you want to put it. So
Still come back out, he gonna be nobody?
Exactly. Well, I don't know, but ask Mississippi Joe what I told him.
What?
Hold on,
y'all.
Mississippi Joe on the phone right now, but ask him what I told him if he
want to
see it.
Can I? Oh, go ahead, Joe.
You told me if I beat something, if that guy do anything right off the bat like that, it's just a freak. It's a freak of nature. That's what you told me, Godfather.
That's what I told him. So my point, what he? So go ahead, Ty.
My thing is. Yeah, if he come back out, no disrespect, he's gonna be a nobody. And K-9 done been gone longer than Joe, and Joe left out on top. So yeah, he'll be
See what I'm trying to say, fellas. Everybody got valid points. Now what I'm trying to say is, now listen to what I'm trying to say. Y'all just be quiet. I want everybody to listen because what I need is some of these other people the damn show full. We need some of these. See, right now we got people on the phone now fighting for themselves. And what I'm trying to tell y'all is we get tired of the same people fighting. Some of y'all new people that come in there, even if you're a fan, ain't nobody going to dog you out or disrespect you if you come in and get your opinion. Once you start getting your opinion more, they might listen, they might not, but ain't nobody going to disrespect you for your opinion. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. All these opinions, they're just talking, but But if a nobody got $10 or he trying to lock in and race for, how in the hell somebody ain't gonna get it? Cause you gonna say he ain't came up the ladder. Shit, that's
climbing the ladder right there. Mike, I'm gonna say it like this. We the only car in the world. God damn, can we take a break? Can we not have to fight a bear every time the public want us to fight a bear? Let me say this. If y'all have a superior car, they have a superior car. If y'all
don't
say
you ain't ready,
Mississippi,
y'all ain't ready.
I'm a hired nephew in the background. What you mean we ain't ready, nephew? Because we ain't doing what the public want us to do.
No, I'm saying. They said they're trying to lock in. Y'all don't want to lock in because they don't
see it. They're trying to retreat for the last And guess what?
Not
right now. If you don't think retreat ready, what the fuck are you with winning shootouts and shit?
Type man, like I said, I want you to be nice. We're going to have a nice, I don't want you to scare away some people that might want to say something. I want you to be nice right now.
Okay,
hey, another thing I'm going to say now, if I was a grudge racer, I'm going to be honest with you now, it's just me. I'm talking about me. If I had a car and came out and I thought I was bad, I hate to say it, I want to jump on the baddest bitch out there too, unless I'm hustling. Now, it's a difference between hustling and just want to jump on a bad motherfucker to say you bad now.
See, sometimes you can talk too much, dog, and then when you talk too much, you got folks looking out there on the sidelines. Soon they get their shit together, they coming at you.
Well,
guess what?
Hold on, I got a new voice.
Hey, dog. I don't know who paid what, but now they were locked in to run Big Low at Battle Officer. Who paid that? Who? Some.
Who you talking about?
Right
who?
There.
Big Low paid the parker. After he lost to the Rick, I think something wrong with Big Low's car. From my understanding, Big Low played the parker. So they made
and
a play.
They were
probably the last car to make a play.
And I know they were locked in with Wicknum also, but they broke the motor. I mean, so.
Got some new blood in. 912-2071.
But it's like they said, if you got a car that's running well and you saying you the baddest joker in the world, and you got a man saying you want to race you for a certain amount of money, if you bad like you say you are, well, you should run anybody, you know. If you got man got the money and he want to run you, and you're saying your car so bad, that's what.
Okay, do you understand? Some people like to hustle a car, and some people just want a Hollywood a car. I'm gonna start saying that's what it. Are you hustling your car? Or are you Hollywooding?
No, I'm looking at it like this. If they say the fastest time is a 315, if I'm gonna build a car and I want to be the fastest man out there, goddamn it, if a 315 the fastest time that's out there. Yeah, I'm throwing 315.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to this, Jay. Who the fuck said a 315 was the baddest? Who said a 315 the baddest?
That's what Joe said.
Well, okay, that's Joe though. Okay, Joe said 315
the
baddest.
Hold on,
I said it ain't the baddest.
Hold up,
nephew. Let Joe defend himself. Like I said, he just called Joe. Let Joe go and then defend himself on that.
That's
go ahead.
Right. He said I said that. I did not say that.
You said
I said a 315 is the fastest time if you got a tuner that know how to tune on that 315, partner.
You said proven, Joe. You said that 315 is the fastest time proven.
No, he didn't say that.
The 315 is proven to be faster.
No, it ain't. They've been faster on the slick than it is on radio. Have a 29 been a 19?
Nope. Don't worry about it.
Have a 315 been a 419?
Yeah, sir.
Hey, what bad nine I had on it? Bad nine I have on slicks or radio?
Radio.
Bad
nine to run radio. We
don't
run radio.
Okay, I'm just asking. Hey, didn't I tell y'all to be nice so that we won't scare other people
away?
That is
nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, hold on a minute. All right, hold on. We got another. Go ahead, truck driver.
Hey, dog. You say if you had to build a car, you build a car and jump on the baddest bitch ass, but you at the same time you saying you know hustling You
I told both of them out there truck driver, you weren't listening. I said if you want a Hollywood, what I meant was if you want a Hollywood, that means you just want to be on top. And say you're the baddest, that's Hollywood, then you might want to just go out there and jump on whoever on top. But if you want to hustle your car, you might want to start from the bottom and try to get these jokers that you think ain't as fast as the joker that is on the top.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the end. Okay, yeah, that's what I was going. My opinion was going to. Okay.
I mean, Type Man always says that they
Type Man say they the baddest on 29. He do say that.
Never said 315. He did say 29. Mississippi Joe said 29. And like I said, the 315s, well, then they got an alibi for the 315s because they said they're on 29.
Let me tell you, somebody disagree on that. There is.
Well, when we take it, the car ain't going nowhere. The good luck on that, nothing happened to it. And we gonna experiment with the car. It ain't going nowhere, man. We matter of fact, while in front of this topic came up, we discussed it Sunday night. We said we probably keep that car 2 more years and play around with it, and we just gonna make love to it.
Now, I'm gonna say this here now, and I don't know, but I'm gonna say this here. Everybody out there know Chris Tootin been fucking, I think, 200 miles per hour on some radio. So I would think, I wouldn't want to wake up that sleeping bear by putting the radios on the damn goddamn it Great White with Chris Tootin driving, because I'm saying, goddamn it, if he done did that with a smaller tire, what he should be able to do better with a bigger tire on the radio. That's what I'm thinking. That's just me thinking now.
But dog, you know what the catch is with the radio, and we gonna test. We already talked about it. We gonna test it. It ain't no secret. And dog, the car in with it. It's just the fact of when we do that, we have to go like Chris with this car. You haven't really seen this car this year because no track is prepped good enough to go out there and just make some hits on your motor just for the hell of it.
Okay, now us dummies in racing that think we know something. All we really look at, the first thing we said, oh shit, the 315s are bigger. That's the first thing coming out of our mind, that they're bigger, because they are a little wider. Now, I'm going to say this here. What's going to happen down in Montgomery when Cole Killer go up against fucking Whitnam? Is Whitnam going to be on the 315s, or are they going to be on the 29s? I think Whitnam probably going to be on the 29s.
You got a good point, Godfather. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You told something.
We're going to find out, since everybody claimed to be, you know, so. I read this weekend might tell a lot of shit this weekend.
Well,
a lot of shit
going
this weekend.
If they come on 315, they locked in the race, 315 is on 29. And we just do what we have to do. And it is what it is, man. That race locked in.
And that's what I'm saying. We're going to find out this weekend. Now, I didn't personally see. This is me again. And maybe I'm talking too much, but it's only public knowledge. And anybody that watch racing, every track I done seen Whitney go House of Hook and Montgomery, I done seen them at both of them, and they didn't do good with radios.
Hey, dog. The dude, Matt, that drive for Live Action, now his post on Grudge Racing, I mean, like I said, it wasn't directed at Cold Killer, Titan, or nobody. He said anybody on 29... Or 315. He said either or. He didn't say it had to be on 315. He said either tie. Yeah. We were just discussing. The 315 is just a discussion because some people didn't want it.
I see you went down that road.
Well, like I said, this week, if everything go right and the creek don't rise and the Lord let us get some racing in, somebody gonna tell a story this week. We have some more definitive action to talk about this after this week or with. I believe.
Godfather, I told you that 315, that 29 thing was gonna. I told you it was gonna be a lot of rigmarole about that thing. I saw it coming.
You did say that, Joe. But basically, Joe, it ain't stopping no races now. It ain't stopping no races. That ain't what's stopping the races. And I can see the people that they trying to raise points. I can see Tyke Man them boys. I mean, I didn't say who made the rules about that, but I'm trying to say, I ain't got to run you. Who the fuck you done ran? I want to, I mean, put it this way. Everybody run everybody because they think they can beat them when they see them run. Just like they said, didn't nobody say about Whitney running the 315 because they looked at Whit and said, maybe we can beat Whit, so they didn't care about the 315. Now, Whit had been slapping the shit out of everybody he ran with them 315, then you can might say, hey, man, fuck that. I ain't running you if you got 315. But he ain't.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I talked to Cold Killer personally. And I'm going to tell you
whoever got the background, Lord, please mute your phones, y'all. Please, if you ain't fucking talking, please.
I talked to Cold Killer personally. If Live Action would have been there at 29 on that, this race would have been done, got off months ago.
No, no, it ain't because now, hold on a minute now. Hold on a minute.
But,
I'm going to disagree with just what I've been hearing. Hold up. What I'm trying to say, what I've been hearing is, like Tag Man them said, they said they ain't going to run him because they really ain't ran nobody.
Well, now, I'm telling you what,
which I don't blame him in a way now. I mean, if I'm on the team, I'm going to say the same shit, too. I ain't saying I'm right,
well,
but I'm trying to say if I'm on that team, I'm going to say, shit, who the hell do you think he is? I'm the baddest motherfucker out here right now on these 29, and I ain't seen him run nobody. So until he runs somebody, shit, I ain't got no interest in really running him.
I understand that, dog, but the type of money you want to run for and you got somebody willing to do it, why not do it?
I'm with you on that, too. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you on that, too, nephew. I'm with you on that, too. If I think I can knock a bitch off or whatever, I'm on that, too.
But I'm telling y'all, if they would have had 29s on the car when they came out, they would have been unran. Y'all can believe that, or you don't have to believe it.
Now, Joe, you might be dead ass right now. You might be dead ass
right. I know I'm right.
Well, we can't say that because it didn't happen, but you might be dead ass right. Hold on a minute. I got another call in. Hold on. Might be somebody that can put something on. 321-2292. Go ahead.
What's up, dog?
How you doing, brother?
All right, man, I just want to say, man, quit saving them folks, dog. Let these folks race, man. You talking about they won't race because he ain't race nobody, man.
Hold on, slow down now. You must
because
be not
listening. If a man come to race,
hold up.
You out the race.
Hold up a minute now. What you mean, who? You say I'm saving them. How am I saving somebody? I'm just having a discussion.
By saying, a lot of people saving them. By saying a man just because he ain't ran nobody, that's just basically saying you ain't seen that. You ain't seen what you think you can be. That's all that's saying to me. If you're a grudge racer, you go from state to state. Sometimes you ain't never seen these cars. You don't know who they ran, who they beat.
Hold up, y'all be quiet now. Y'all be quiet. Let me get this in one. You got some good points, brother, but you must be the dumbest ass grudge racer on this phone. Because every goddamn time somebody done raced somebody, trust me, they done did their homework and checked them out and they know who they are and who they ain't.
Yeah, right. So, dog, basically you telling me everybody you done grudge, or everybody that you would grudge race, you got to be done did your homework on them.
Everybody I ever raced, I did my homework on. Now, let me tell you, if I never seen them run, I go look at their car. It might be some on their car. It might be
sick.
Okay, won't you let this goddamn answer? Hey, won't you let me answer like I let you talk? Let me answer.
Y'all sit in the bike, and y'all come through. Where's the man?
Damn, this motherfucker won't let a bitch answer. He wasn't Tony Bynum. God damn.
Yeah.
Hey, 321-2292, can you hear me? 321-2292, can you hear me? Damn,
all right,
go ahead, man. Damn, he won't let nobody, he, ask the question, he won't let nobody answer.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Yes.
You seen, we seen Donnie Carr earlier this year, and we didn't come out till later on this year. And you sit back, you got to be a stone fool if you ain't laid eyes on your car. That's just like that, who race it was, the white boys race. Part of the reason was coming, not being funny, was to get to put my eyes on real street car and see what I think.
All right, well, let me ask a question, because, like I said, the callers that just called now, the 321-2292, all y'all out there got caught, my kid and everybody too now. Everybody about it did a grudge run. You know damn well you know something about the car you running, or you seen some on that car that you done looked at. If you haven't seen it run, that you don't give a damn about. If you go there and see a goddamn man got a goddamn it, a set of goddamn it, what's the name of them goddamn fucking five-stone tires on the car, man, I don't give a fuck if it's a pro mod. I'm going to try that bitch if you got a set of old-ass five-stone tires on that car or some shit, man.
Hold on, y'all, I'm glad he said that, y'all, everybody be quiet, please.
Like I said, the day we got to hear these answers. Why would you lock into a K-9 car you never seen it? Why?
Because they said they was on 315 Nitrous. So I just said I lock in. They like me. I go on.
Okay, now that you're trying to say if they like you. But what if they come there and they ain't like you?
What you mean? They don't have 315s on it?
No, well, I'm just saying, basically what you're trying to say is, as long as they say they got 315s, you don't care. That's basically what you were saying. But you got...
Nitrous, no Willie ball. That was it. That's all I knew about the car. I ain't never seen it. When I ran CC, I had never seen that car in my life. Who won the race between you and CC? I did. What, did he hit the wall? Is that the one he hit the wall on? No, I don't hit no wall.
Okay, well, then Witt is the exception. We're going to give him the biggest nut award this year. We're going to give Witt the biggest nut award this year for locking in motherfuckers as long as they got the same shit he said he got.
You know, Josh, I didn't know nothing about Josh and them car dog when I ran it. That Mustang they got. What's the name of it?
Tony Wright.
Baby, he was doing something evil. What is it? Something evil. I ain't never seen that car. I ain't never seen it race or nothing. I ain't know nothing about that car.
What you was doing was just taking a calculated gamble. That's all you was doing.
I was just gambling. Right.
Yeah, you took a calculated gamble. I mean, you probably did that because. I mean, maybe you had some extra money to throw away or whatever. The average, 98% of the people that race cars don't know something about the car they race. They ain't finna lock no bitch up and don't know nothing about the car. I don't give a damn what you said. I'm gonna stand by that.
That ain't grudge racing. What is that?
Hey, one at a time now. Who that said that ain't grudge racing?
I did, Jane.
What you mean, because if you get to the track,
that's like you go to Montgomery, right? And Went and Cold Killer run. And I'm just speaking. Cold Killer get by Went, and then a man step out the bushes and say, "Hey, Killer, I would like to lock you in." There, you ain't never seen this man in your life. He possibly probably ain't never seen you before, but he willing to put up that money to go out there and run you. Now, don't you call grudge racing.
No, they want that. You call a goddamn fool.
Hold on.
I challenge your mic. Ain't never been closed.
I ain't asked no question. You respect me.
I've been calling you. Won't say nothing.
No, you got to say it with some.
You got to put some bass in your voice. Ain't no anybody mic that I open is still open. I ain't closed. Nobody mic.
No, Can I ask a question?
Yeah, as long as one at a time, go ahead.
Okay, do a bear care where he shit at?
A bear? To be honest with you, don't. I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes, they do.
If
you ever notice a bear, just like a dog, they'll go try to shit upside the wall or in the bushes. They won't just shit right on the damn sidewalk.
But if you can't, you'll just shit anywhere, right?
If you got them and can't, if you're in a car and can't get out and stop and shit, you're going to shit anywhere, too. But what's your point,
though? Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Cold Killer is a bear.
So he already,
Cold killer is not no bad. Cold killers are smart. Ain't no bitch, I don't care who you is, ain't no motherfucker just gonna go out there in the blind and run a motherfucker that just walk up to me just cause he walks up to me and say that. Now you can say what you want, that's just my opinion. I'm gonna let everybody else feel
but I understand what you're saying, but Cold Killer know who K-9 is.
Yeah, we I didn't say he didn't know it.
Oh, so don't make it like they ain't running. Jay said if we get this race off Sunday. Jay said that a man step out the bushes and offer to run up. Well, Jay, he's doing the same fucking thing we talking about. He don't see us. Don't nobody bet their money and don't be done seeing no car. If you do, you're a better man. Now, one thing I say about Wick, Wick challenges motherfucker at his track. And, that's a track where he feels safe with sometimes. What I mean.
Now, I also said this here. And I can understand what Wick means. I ain't saying I'm gonna do it. I said if I think I got my car running as fast as it can run, and I think I'm as tough as I can be, I don't give a fuck who I run either. If they come the same way, I'm saying I'll say that too. But now that's what I got some extra money to bet. When I got some money, I think if I lose it, ain't no big deal. So I understand what Wick saying, but I don't say I like it. But I understand
but
it.
No. Some saying ain't nobody seen it. Some saying ain't nobody seen the car. We have seen it.
Hold on, Mike.
But the car ain't no ghost car. The car was at the last Ronnie Brown race. No.
And where were we? We ain't even ran the car down here. Nothing but one time. We ain't even got no tour.
I'm saying the car ain't no ghost car though.
Let me say something else that people don't understand. See, a lot of folks don't understand. It ain't a matter of nobody scared of nobody. Ain't nobody finna get no money away. Let me show you what I mean by that. When K-9 and them left, them was some bad motherfuckers. So you figure, if they been gone that long, they ain't coming back shabby. They wasn't shabby when they left, so when they come back, somebody gonna want to see that shit before they go jump in them motherfucking V.I.
Exactly, dog. Exactly. So it ain't about.
I said that a long time ago, dog. Hey, dog. I can agree with that because I done told him the same thing. But if that the case, well, let that be known. Don't let not make up other. I'm gonna use another example.
Just like somebody said, just while ago, they been gone long and Mississippi Joe them come back. Now Mississippi Joe them come back. And if Mississippi Joe doesn't come back, just if it's a Mississippi Joe come back and say, Cold Killer, you ready to go to your ass? If I'm Cold Killer, I ain't gonna jump out of this fucking bushes dead on that shit before Joe and them left. They were a bad motherfucker. How you figure the bitch gonna come back weaker than they was before they left?
Exactly. My thing is, but guess what, dog? Everybody right now, all I hear is, oh, you ain't real good, Razor. Let me show you something. A lot of people talking about, oh, this and that. We ain't never seen.
I got a lot of mics on, fellas. I don't want to close your mic because I want everybody to talk when they want to. But all I ask you motherfuckers is to goddamn it, mute your fucking phone so we can hear.
That's just like with them and they new car, the Candy Cane car. We ain't never seen that car, but out of with them giving us action, we going to get them action back.
Now, I'm glad Tyke Man brought that up, and I didn't think about it. It's been a bunch of motherfuckers looking sideways every time Wick said, when I ain't going to run you with Chin Kong, I'm going to run you with Candy Cane. Because a lot of bitches been bagging up on that. Didn't nobody say nothing about that.
Hey, dog, and the reason why I'm running anybody with any car, because I ain't going to want to hear these excuses when I got another car coming out. I ain't going to want to hear the bullshit. But I don't want to run this. I don't want to do that. He look like this. He got that. I ain't care about what nobody got. So don't ask me shit about what I got. I got 29, 315, no Willie Balls knockers.
Now, I'm going to say this here, and like I said, this is an open discussion. Hey, fellas, this is open discussion, so anybody can say what they want. But I'm going to say this here. Back when the Gangsta Boo was out, I didn't. Now, Joe didn't want to run them G bodies, and I told Joe, me and him used to get to fighting every day about this shit. The way that bitch was running, I told them bitches, any motherfucking bite out there on fucking 29, let's try these motherfuckers. That's what I said. I was like, with them.
Hey, Doc, I wanted to put 29s on the dragster, but I said, I won't get the one race.
Now, you put 29 on the dragster, you're going to get your ass fucked up. That's what you're going to get.
Now we can make it work.
I can say you got to change the gear and everything on that motherfucker. You got to do a lot of shit to get that damn it, no weight motherfucker to work on 29.
But I'm just saying, if a motherfucker tell you 29, no Willie Bob nitrous, he can show up with a dragon.
I wouldn't give a damn. I tried dragon. I think I have a better chance with a dragon on 29 than a car shit. By the time motherfucker figure out how to get a dragon to work, you got to change all that gear and compensate for all that no weight back there and no weight in the front and shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it, but I'm saying, I ain't gonna be, I don't want to hear nobody crying because I ain't crying about what K9 and them got, I ain't crying about.
Be honest with you now. Y'all listening, I ain't dogging Wit because you know Wit, we'll get a little upset. Got a goddamn Wit nuts bigger than a motherfucker right now. Now, if he go around there in Montgomery Sunday and get his asshole knocked out, I'm gonna see if he's gonna be out there talking like a man come Monday.
I still ain't gonna care what nobody got, dog. When they whoop everything we got, The backup plan and the
fastest thing
we got, then I can't beat these motherfuckers.
Oh, man, I just got a goddamn text. I'm going to tell you because I know Joe telling a lie. Mississippi Joe said, y'all keep talking that shit, he might fucking give you the back time.
No, Mississippi Joe ain't going to do shit but pick a few races and run one or two races. He ain't going to run but two or three races the whole year. He ain't going to do shit, man. I promise.
But how you know that, Rich? How you know?
Because I know them. They don't want one or two big races. The white boys, these fuck, we probably ain't going to want to go too many places. They ain't going to be doing shit.
Hey,
I got my car still. I'm gonna lie. Correct me.
I want to ask you a question. When y'all had the Gangsta Boo ride, when Tony Bynes started driving the Gangsta Boo, and the only reason why y'all was in all them shootouts because of Tony Bynes, but when Tony Bynes started driving the Gangsta Boo, how many grudge races did y'all have, not shootout, just grudge race?
Hey, with all due respect,
you ran Big Lowe 13 times.
Well, if you're going to let me answer, I'll answer. If you're not, I'll go back on mute, Whit.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, Whit, with all due respect, man, we ain't even on that old shit, man. We talking about this new shit, partner.
Oh, okay. Well, since you talking about this new shit, well, now, you going to Florida, you say you're going to Florida, ain't you?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you just like a guy told me one time. Hey, this is the famous words of Mississippi Joe and the ever-famous Godfather. If the creek don't rise, we sure gonna cross it.
And you want to lock a radio in? You scared to lock a radio in?
Hey, wait, man, what do you be wanting to order? What I told you, I'm telling the whole grudge world, we gonna race 29s till 29s don't come no more, and then we'll mess with the 315. Now I'm letting the whole grudge world know.
Weak Joe Tuesday, dog.
Somebody just sent me a number to call. I'm finna call his number. I don't know who it is, but I'm finna call him. So y'all stand back. Let me see who it is.
I don't want to talk about me. I ain't scared to run no motherfucking grudge car. Fuck.
I got two numbers. I got the number you sent me and I got the number you sent me. I'm just calling. Anybody else?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 828.
All right, you want me to call it? You want me to call that number? You want me to call the other number you sent me? That number, they didn't answer that number. I ain't gonna call no name who sent me that text. They told me that person on the phone. I'm gonna call this other number you sent me at first.
Yeah.
Oh damn, I'm getting two more texts. Yeah. Shit.
Keep that pressure on them, Whit.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it on. I'm gonna send them a bullet on all them fake grudge races,
waiting to see a time in the clock before they run somebody. Come out, they got to see some and all this.
Is that live action talking?
Then they come out tired.
Hello.
All right,
what's going on?
Whoever want me to call, 828-1913, they on the phone. Hey, who that want me to call? 828-1913, they on the phone. What y'all? He on the phone. Who? This skinny man?
This is he.
Skinny man, weak ass. I know who
skinny man, you on the dog show, man. Somebody told me to call you. Evidently, you must be ready to run somebody. I don't know why they told me to call you, but they told me to call you.
Hey, I'm going to make this real simple. I ain't into all this arguing bullshit. If you got stock suspension and nitrous, you got a race. I don't give a fuck who you are.
I told you you're a weak motherfucker, dog. Whatever. I ain't going to argue.
They ain't going to say, well, hell with you.
I'm ready to lock in right now. 105 or better, Valdosta, it's game.
Man. You talking about stock suspension and all that bullshit. Don't matter about what you got under your car. Fuck your car.
Well, I'm talking about Fade to Black. They said it can't be beat. I'm going to show you the man that can beat it. What's up?
I don't know about no Fade Black. I thought you said something about some stock suspension. You got stock suspension.
Hey, skinny man, you going to be down in Valdosta Saturday?
If I can get a race locked in on, I ain't coming just to hang out.
I'm ready
to lock in right now.
All y'all bad motherfuckers that want a race, and the man looking for a race.
dog, tell him to bring his ass to the dog.
He was
a suspension
race.
I'm talking about Fade to Black. If Fade to, I don't give a fuck what Fade to Black is. If it's that Regal, I'm racing that bitch.
Ah, okay, yeah. I don't know about no Fade to Black. Yeah, I know who it is.
You
need to call and ask
for Fade to Black. Well, not Fade to Black. Not whatever. What's Cold Killer's car name? Whatever the name of that thing, I'll race into.
Cold Killer being Montgomery anyway. That's white. Yeah, Great White. That's the Great White.
Yeah, great. I already raised Great White. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
105
or better, not us.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, what the kids is. They screaming. They can't get no race. We got it. We walked in with you performing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good race. I tried to run them sorry motherfuckers. They got to tell me some candy cane. Fuck what candy cane is. You built yours what you want to build. I built what I want to build.
I'll race Candy Cane at Valdosta. Bring that raggedy bitch down. I'll run it, too.
Yeah, you told me, though. You said you want to run me a duck race, and I told you I want to come to duck race.
And that was the end of that. I told you I'll lock you in and run you in October at the Halloween race.
You ain't locked in yet. What's up?
I'm waiting on you. That's a race, son.
Well, we can lock that in when it gets closer. Now, it don't make me no difference. You damn sure can get it.
Well, only one way to find out is to go out there. We ain't scared. We just trying to get a race.
I ain't got no problem. When you call me, what I tell you? I'll run you with candy cane time y'all get ready.
Are we ready for that? Hey, if you ain't ready for my loss, I ain't going to beat on you about it. There ain't no point in beating on you. But anybody that's listening, this goes to anybody that's listening. Anybody, if they got stock suspension and nitrous and they coming about us and they want action, they got action. I don't give a damn who it is.
Hey, dog, but
why you gonna come over to Big Bag Benefit Race with that car?
What's that?
He on the phone. You can ask him. He on the phone.
Why you gonna come over to Big Bag Benefit Race on at Montgomery on Sunday? Why?
Because I'm gonna be in Texas.
Oh, now
he's going
to go to Texas.
No, I've been
going
to Texas.
The man told you where
he's
going to be.
I'll race you in Denton, Texas on Sunday. I'll be there.
All the big dog races are going to be at.
I
just told you I'd be in Denton, Texas.
But I asked you a question. Would you run that car out of the Darlington, Macon, Montgomery, places like that, sir?
Hey, listen. It's my car. I can race the thing wherever I want to race it at.
Yeah, that is true. Hey, Skinny Man, what he was trying to say, he wanted to make sure. Are you ready to race those sticks, Skinny Man?
What's that?
Hold up, Joe. He didn't understand the question, Joe. Are you ready to race those sticks, Skinny Man?
Am I ready to race this weekend?
No, I said, are you running radios or sticks?
I got radios.
They want to know where you running any track beside Holly Springs and Valdosta. They want to know where you running any other track.
Yeah. I'll be up in Michigan. And what's that big race they got in Michigan coming up? The 10,000 to win. I'll be up there at that race.
Oh, he coming to Little Tony race October 5th.
Yeah. You can have
whoever's.
The radio work up there and that Michigan track, that Milan track.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I got what I got. I mean, I ain't telling you guys to come with anything special. I'm telling you, if you got 29s or 315s, you got a race. Hey, it'd be like telling all you guys to come with a 632 because I got a 632. Ain't nobody but me got a 632, so I don't even say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 632 in a stock suspension Mustang on 315s. Come get you some. Period. I don't care who you are. If you don't know him, call a friend, because I'm ready.
You'll call him on Sunday?
I just told you I was going to be in Texas. Hey, you come to Texas
on,
Sunday. Come to Texas Sunday and I'll race you.
I told you call him on Montgomery Sunday.
I told you I'm going to be in Texas. I can't come.
Man. Oh, okay. No, I was just asking. I didn't know you said you'd be in Texas.
Yeah, I'll be in Texas. Be in Texas on Sunday. This Sunday, I'll be in Texas. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going from Valdosta to Texas?
No, I'm going from Texas to Valdosta. I'm not taking the red car to Texas, but if you want to race, I'll make it happen. I'll put that bitch on a fucking airplane.
No, I ain't going to say that. I'd be in Montgomery.
Oh, I'm not gonna be in Montgomery. I'm gonna be in Texas this weekend helping a guy out on a car. I'm gonna be in Valdosta the next week. If you scared asses want to race, I'll be down there.
Nah, we ain't nobody scared because y'all paid the lockup. I didn't. So yeah, I don't know about no
scared. Hey, I paid the lockup because I was broke. Plain and simple. I wasn't trying to hang you out and pretend I was broke. Shit happens.
Right. I ain't got no problem with that. I've been broke and got that fixed. But look, I ain't going to be able to make now one of them races. So I ain't going to just me talking to you. I catch you on the 26.
On the what?
Candy cane versus the red car, your car.
Yeah, it ain't my car. I just drive it.
I mean, you know the car I'm talking about. Your car, they car. No,
Uh-huh. Hey, you got a race.
We'll do that on the 26th. We'll do that on the 26th of October.
Yeah. Hey, what about Great White? Where is this Great White? Tell that motherfucker I got a killer whale. Killer whales, killer Great White. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, last time I watched National Geographic, about 4 or 5 killer whales pinned a great white down and killed that motherfucker. Yes, sir. It made national news.
I seen that shit too. I seen that also.
Yes, sir.
The last time you ran cold killer, what was the outcome?
Oh, they all run me. It ain't no problem, but I ain't scared to race. That's the problem. I'm ready right now.
All right.
I'm ready. Hey, I got outrun. It happened. Hey, I got outrun. Ain't no big deal. He was a better man that day. It's cool.
Get in line, skinny man. You don't just jump in this shit like when you want to. Get in line.
Get in line for what?
I wick. We just talked about that shit. We ain't gonna let you start that bullshit.
Get in line. Hey, Mike. Hey, I tried to race you. Hey, you know what? Hey, listen. Wait. I tried to get in line, all right? I tried to run you all again with King Kong, but that's, listen.
How you trying to get in line? You didn't try to get in no line because you know everybody's going to goddamn
it. I tried to run you, hey, listen. I tried to run you with King Kong. I tried to run King Kong. You said, no, I got to run you with Candy King. I got to run you with Candy King. I can't run with you with King Kong. So, hey, listen. I tried to start at the bottom. But you bitches shoved me straight to the top, so I might as well stay the fuck on up here.
I didn't say start at the bottom. I said get in line and get ready and wait on your race day. That's what I said. You ain't making the day's day.
And I ain't never want to get a man talk to you like that, man.
I'm going
to
run in front of you.
No, here's the problem. Hey, listen, dog. Let me tell you the problem. The problem is everybody talks all tough until they see your shit, and then everybody hits the motherfucking bushes. Everybody.
Hey,
show me how tough you are. Drag that raggedy bitch down to Valdosta.
I got
locked in
for Montgomery already.
Montgomery's the weekend after. What's the difference?
Well, ask you a question. Before I locked the races in Montgomery, I tried to lock you in for Valdosta with the candy car. You said you didn't want to run it.
No, because you all told me I need to start at the bottom. I tried to run King Kong. He said, no, I can't run you King Kong. I got to run you a Candy King.
Hey, you might need to try to simplify that because the man.
I tried to run you before I locked in with Cold Killer. You said you didn't want to run Candy King. You said you got all this and that on it and it's this and it's that.
I'll tell you what. I locked both them bitches in for South Georgia. Candy Cane and fucking King Kong. Bring them both. We line up 3 motherfucking wide. I'll run both at one time.
No King Kong. I ain't saying nothing about no King Kong. I said Candy Cane, man.
Bring Candy Cane. I'll run it. What's the hold up?
I'm not going to be in no route off of this weekend. I'll be in Montgomery Sunday.
What he's trying to say is he can't outrun, so that's why.
Skinny man, y'all misunderstanding one another. Wick thinking you saying Valdosta this weekend, but he talking about next weekend, Wick, the 28th
weekend. I'm talking
about
next weekend. I just told that fool I was going to be in Texas this weekend.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about this weekend,
Hey, Wick, you need a notepad, you might want to write that shit down. I am going to be in Texas this weekend, and I'm going to be in Valdosta next week.
I ain't coming to Doug Ray to run no grudge race. I ain't going to do no grudge race or no class race, Mike.
I'm just saying y'all misunderstanding each other. Y'all do y'all on two different pages.
Hey, Mike, you want,
I won't do no class race. I ain't
going to
do it.
Listen, do you know why you don't want to go down there? Because you don't want me to, you don't want everybody's 40,000, 60,000 people to see me gap that fat ass some bitch for the
own. I thought Big Ball and Lethal Weapon was the only white boy to talk shit like that.
Bullshit, I ain't never
I'd rather
run him in front of 20,000 or 60,000
at a grudge
race, not no class race.
Why? Why you need him? They ain't gonna bet with you. You might as well just go race
about
off, you'd be better off.
I ain't gonna run no grudge race or no class race.
All right, listen, while everybody's on the phone, right? Let's go ahead and lock this shit in for the race in October.
Lock it in 105. Candy Cane versus goddamn your red car.
You damn right.
26th of October.
Yeah. Holly Springs. Yep. Ooh, that's going to be ugly for you.
Woo! 8 mile flip.
Huh? What's that?
Pro tree, 8 mile flip the lane.
Man, I don't give a damn what's saying. I'll outrun you in either one of them motherfuckers. It don't matter. I'll outrun your ass backwards.
105.
Yep. 105 or better.
October, that's Saturday.
Yeah. About at Holly Springs. You got a race. It's a wrap.
It's locked.
Mike, you heard it, right?
Well, y'all need to. If y'all gonna make that official, y'all both need to make it official. I mean, both get understand and make it official with me
or
dog.
I'll give you my thousand, Mike.
Yeah, the red candy cane, 29s or 315s, just like we know it. Whatever that fucking Camaro is. No training wheels. Versus the old red stock suspension Mustang with a 315 or 29, whatever one I want to run.
Yeah.
No bars of peace.
Y'all lost it. And since y'all talking about so much money, somebody might want to hold his money. But like Mike said, it's up to y'all how y'all going to do this now.
With
me, how are we going to do it?
They both of their money good. I know that, man. They get.
Well, they locked.
So 29. The only stipulations are 29. Drag race. You can run drag race. Whatever. Flip a lane.
Yeah. No wheels. No bars. Nitrous and peace. I ain't trying to pull no tricky bullshit.
No trick. Everything the standard thing. Mike just going over the standard. Just the standard shit. No wheelie bars.
Yeah.
29s or 315s. Flip a lane. No, and that's it. 1-0-5.
Nitrous apiece. No, stupid pro tards or no turbo. Yeah, none of that dumb shit.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's the rep. Next caller, please.
All right. Hey, 336-6177. You want to get in this shit?
Oh, no, dog. I accidentally hit the one button.
Ain't no problem, brother. Ain't no problem. Skinny man, you done come over here and shut my goddamn show down, skinny man.
Hey, dog.
All right,
dog.
Is this the skinny man?
Dog, I got a question, dog.
That's a skinny man that's got the white. You said, I don't know, you said a white Mustang.
No, I got a red Mustang.
I know. Oh, that skinny man.
He said you used to.
White one, didn't you?
Yeah, he's got a white one. Yep.
You said that white racecraft Mustang used to, I said. He said used to.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ain't never known him to talk that much shit.
I had to drink me a cup of coffee. I'm good to go.
Damn, you damn so right.
You can only take so much of this shit. Everybody talks all tough. Everybody want to race. Nobody want to motherfucking do it. Hey, they keep beating on my boy till my boy to get his car done. They got to race. My boy got his car done and a motherfucking want to race. Nobody. That goes for anybody else listening. Huh?
Mm.
Four seven eight 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 seven.
Hey, skinny man, we got a question.
Uh huh.
Hey, Scatty Man, didn't you say you'll run on 315 or 29?
Whatever I choose, yeah.
Okay, okay, that's all I want.
Yeah, whatever I choose. I ain't telling nobody to come. You come what you got to do to win. If you got to put 29s, I'll put them on because you're sure the fuck going to need them. Yes, sir.
What's you say? Who is you?
Do what you got to do. Put whatever you got to put on it. 29s on 315s, 28s, it don't matter.
Let me just show y'all weak motherfuckers from on the phone. Hey, man, October the 19th at Macon. Ready your 29s, lock in 105 or better, but it's going to be 29s when we race.
No. You ain't telling me how I come. I'm going to come how I come.
Okay.
Hey, type in. Let him come down and make it on them 315. Let him come.
I'm going to come how I come, where I want to come. You come to Valdosta, you can bring whatever you want.
Hey, man,
let that bitch come on them 315 and make it.
Dog, I thought you had shit to talk about on your show today.
I have shit to talk about, Mike. This motherfucker done turned into a motherfucker. And I still got one more segment to go through. Soon as they get through August, soon as Skinny Man, I can't cut Skinny Man off because, you know, he come on today. That's the first time he ever been on my show.
Hey, dog. I got a question.
Hey, dog, you been doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, man. I've been hanging in there, bro. I still got that T-shirt you gave me, too.
I hear you.
Skinny
Man, you just come on this motherfucker
here too. Oh, he ready to race with no bullshit. But
I ain't in no. Hey, why you want to stand around and argue? I got better things to do. I go inside and freak or something.
Skinny Man, if you want to hang on, you can hang on. I got one more segment I got to do, and somebody might, but I'm gonna be equal. Tight Man.
Hey, listen. Where's Great White? I want Great White at Valdosta. What is the holdup?
In 105 on October the 19th, man, on 29. Get your ass down.
That's a great
you ain't Hey, listen. You ain't telling me how I'm going to come, Bo. I'm telling you.
It'd be like me telling you to get a
632.
That's a great white talking to you now. That's a great white talking
to you. I understand that, but he ain't going to tell me how I'm coming. I'm going to come on what I want to come on.
Okay, we ain't chasing races. We getting races.
I'm offering you a race right now.
You know what? You the motherfucker crying that, oh, I can't get no race. Oh, all your fans. Oh, sneak. I just tried to lock him in.
Yeah, but listen, whoa, you trying to lock me in, but you trying to tell me how I'm coming. I'm telling you to come how you think you need to win. Plain and simple. Come on with it.
And guess what? I'm still in the race on the best way I think I need to win.
Well, me too. If I think I need 29s, I'm going to put them on. If I think I need 315s, I'm going to put them on. Hey, I didn't buy the last set of motherfucking 315s. Get you some.
Nope. We ain't doing that right now.
Well, I can't help that. But you ain't going to tell me how. Hey, you ain't going to tell me how I can. Hey, listen. You ain't going to tell me how I'm going to come.
If you want to raise those motherfuckers. Put on 29s. If you don't, leave us out your motherfucking mouth. Make it taste like shit on your tongue.
Come on. Everybody talks about how tough that car is. It can't be outrun. You guys don't beat everybody out there. I'm telling you, I'll race your ass, but you ain't going to tell me how I'm going to come.
It's good to know that you're sitting there racing, and you will race us. We'll get to you. Just stay on there and stay on ice. We'll get to you. Right now, we got a couple more motherfuckers we want to talk, and we get in action. So it's good to know that we can give Mr. Skinny Man, a skinny boy, a fucking phone call when we want to race. That's great to know.
But you ain't going to tell me how I'm going to come. Plain and simple.
Listen, when we finish cleaning up what we want to clean up, when we come on, listen. You want to come on.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you come on here and beat your chest, and you talking about what you can't do.
I ain't telling you how to come. I ain't told you nothing but bring your car to racetrack and you got to race. You trying to tell me how I got to come race you? Be like me telling you to go get you a 632 and I'll race you. I don't give a goddamn with you. You got nitrous, you got a motherfucking race. Period.
Listen, what I told you was with your bag, screaming and laughing and snuggling, I just said if you want to race right now, come on 29. You said,
what's the difference? Well, tell me what the difference is. Tell me what the difference is. Why can't you race me because I'm on 315?
Then 315 is a faster tire. When we come at, we're going to come at our best. That's the number one thing. Come at your best. Bitch beat you at your best, you're good. Ain't no big deal. You just lose a race. Come on. Everybody going to die. But ain't nobody going to make us jump out there because of what a fan want to do. A fan ain't saying, Mary. Let me be quiet.
I'm gonna be right now. You just think it's time. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how I'm gonna come when I got the smallest motor out of any grudge car out there right now that sits like me.
You
ain't gonna tell me how to come. I got a damn 4840 Bullet Space 632. That some bitch is fucking 20 years old. I ain't got no big ass damn 5-inch, 5.3 killer.
Hey, Skinny Man, you leave it out, you got the lightest. You leave it out, you got the lightest car, too.
Huh?
If you're gonna tell it, tell it all. You leave it out that you got the lightest car, too.
I can't hear you.
You don't need a big motor if you eliminate weight.
You don't need a what?
You said you got the lightest car.
If you're going to tell him, I got the lightest car.
How anybody know that, though? Hold on now. Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows what I got. You think Ray Craft just put together a heavy car?
Honestly, Joe, I don't think nobody building no heavy ass cars these days. I mean, they're just being fair, man.
That's what I'm trying to say, Mike. If a man come out here with a new car these days
and he come out here 3,100 like that goddamn week and be doing with King Kong, he's a damn fool.
They make carbon fiber parts for Z bodies too. Well, I gotta tell you what it weighs. What's the matter?
No, you don't.
It don't matter what it weighs.
Anyway, hey boss man, you don't have to, sir. I'm just insinuating. That's all. Just a figure of speech, boss. Do your thing, bro.
I mean, they make carbon fiber parts for Regals, too. Or whatever that thing is.
They make them for that, too.
Y'all got me laughing like this, man.
This is grudge racing. Everybody knows how you keep hollering the size of your motor, which we don't care.
Hey, Mike.
Phone's breaking up.
I can't hear
he said there's a bell care where he shit at. There's a bell care where he shit at.
I still didn't hear.
He said there's a bell care where he shit at, Skinny Man.
I thought he said where's a bear shit. I said a bear shit where the fuck he want to shit.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Well, that's the answer,
man.
That's the answer.
I don't give a fuck what Skinny Man them got. Who built it? It don't make a shit to me. Racecraft, goddamn it. Who made Racecraft can be to build that motherfucker? Fuck them. Get your ass
out. Now, hold on a minute now. Y'all talking about everybody that's talking shit now. Hey, we're talking like he the goddamn it Grudge Racer of the Year now. Now, that's how our motherfucker talk.
No,
we say he goddamn don't give a fuck.
That man is a Grudge Racer.
Well,
no,
I'm just saying, dog. You know. I got a question directly, strictly to you.
Okay, y'all be quiet. I want to hear. Go ahead, Joe.
Now, everybody know Cold Killer been doing his thing, and everybody been seeing Cold Killer on the scene, on videos, everywhere, snuffing, killing these snuffers, this, that, and this. Now, me, I'm looking to run Cold Killer, so I ain't looking for no excuse to get out of not racing. I see that man got 29 W's on his car. If I call that man out, that's what I'm gonna have. That's what I'm coming with. So, come on now, Godfather. If you want to raise somebody now, look like
you can't tell nobody what to put on that car.
Hey, y'all be quiet. Let him get the question out. Let him get the question out. Go ahead, Joe. Go and finish the question.
He want to raise him, Godfather. Skinny man want to run Cold Killer.
Okay.
He see Cold Killer out here running on 29s.
Okay.
No. Whoa, listen. You're mistaking something. Listen, I said I'd run any motherfucker in the world on stock suspension nitrous. He just happened to fit the shoe.
that goes for
anybody listening. It don't matter. The only reason I mentioned them is because they on top of the game and I know they're ready to race. I'm ready to race too, but he ain't just tell me how I'm coming.
You can talk, but you can't just shut everybody up now. We're not giving you a leeway. Now sit your hands down over there and wait till your turn.
Now, Joe, I apologize. You know what they said, Skinny Man, what he mean is, what we usually do, we usually let somebody else go. Finish their thought before they don't. But Joe, what he said is...
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry.
Ain't no problem. But Joe, what he really said is he don't give a fuck what nobody said. The man said he want any bitch. He said he don't give a fuck who they is.
Yeah, but Godfather, you missing my point. You said
if he want to run Cold Killer, he should come back Cold Killer. But he didn't really question Cold Killer. He said anybody.
Let me tell you something. A lot of these cats claim they want to race, but they don't want to race. They looking for a way out. If I know you Godfather running 29s, and I come try to run you on 33s or 31s, I'm not trying to race.
Okay, but Joe, look at this here also. That man trying to skip the race. Everybody
knows 29s, 29, 5, 10, 5s, and 315s the same size, so what's the matter?
They ain't the same size, but they run them compatible. They ain't the same size, but everybody run them compatible. They got the same size.
Hold up for a minute, please. For the sake of argument, y'all, you cannot fault nobody for trying to run their best with what they got. So what? I mean, everybody, the man's running on. If he want to run on 315, he runs good. That's what he campaigned for 315. That's his business.
But Joe,
what the man's saying is, he's saying that if he on a track and the 315 don't work on that racetrack, he going to put 29 on. But if he on a track and the 315 doesn't, he going to put them on. He's saying the competitor got the same option to do.
Mike, tell them boys what I had on that thing down at Valdosta when you were down there. Did I not have 29, 5, 10, 5 W's on it?
I see you swap back and forth to put both pedals.
There you go. I put on what I got to put on to win.
I don't know why y'all talking to Joe.
You just got to jump in. Everybody's got to be quiet.
Hold on,
pull his goddamn mic, dog.
Right, I'm just trying to cut it when I can.
His goddamn ass up. You just got to cut the mic. He dug his races already. Ain't even goddamn brought a car out. Sit your ass down here. You wait on some goddamn
Stand home.
What the hell wrong with you? Dog, I don't know why you listen to this damn shit. He been saying the same thing from his sorry ass show last week. Talking about a goddamn pie side. Ain't even ready to race. As soon as somebody said anybody, he go and tell a motherfucker what they got. What you telling on your goddamn car? What you coming out with?
That
motherfucker know how light you is. Sit your ass down.
Hell yeah,
goddamn mic,
y'all. BG, goddamn.
Motherfucker, big head ass down. I'm tired of listening to that shit, man. I can't take it no more, man. My goddamn.
My number. Hit me back. If somebody go to the grocery store and get some curds, I'll be ready.
Okay, I got your number, man. Yep. I got your number. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
On this show,
yeah.
You can come on and say yep. Anything you want. What we do, though, we always just let whoever talk, we let them finish. You know, so, but you can say any fucking thing you want to say.
Hey, no, I'm good. Hey, I ain't got to say nothing, but I'm ready to race.
plain and simple. If a man ain't got a race, I ain't gonna sit there. I don't need to sit there and argue and explain myself. I sit how I sit, and that's how the fuck I sit. If you don't like it, don't race me.
Been around about, but he sure just put out a hell of a challenge, and ain't many motherfuckers raised their hand. Tight man was just trying to do, I mean,
you gotta use that to your advantage. If you can't tell a man how to come, he coming. He's ain't bringing both. You can't tell him how to come.
Whoever just said that man ain't ready to run cold killer because he ain't on 29 don't know what they're talking about.
He wants your ass if you start to spend it
in my opinion, we create both acts in a drug game. That's because he ain't trying to stipulate you got to have this certain tie for me to run you. The man said no willing buyers, night
whistle. Wick locked that man in on his own track where he know he can get out.
Hey, 313, 5260, you got too much background noise. Put your phone on mute.
Hold on, tight man. I gotta disagree with you, tight man.
I don't hear that.
He did not tell Skinny Man where he wanted to run at. Skinny Man said he'll lock him in.
Exactly. Hold up, BDP. You're 100%. Get what? I can't wait. Hey man, get what? For everybody that is so worried about certain cars running one another. Why don't y'all put up this goddamn money? Because, see, we ain't running for monopoly money.
Tight man. What we saying, you ain't got to run now, motherfucker. You can do like Mississippi Joe.
No.
Sit your goddamn ass over there.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Ain't y'all gonna be in Michigan on October the 5th?
We don't know if we're bringing that car right there, Ben.
Oh, you skinny son of a bitch.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
You there? Hey, listen, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to make it real simple again so these motherfuckers understand what I'm saying. If you got nitrous and 315s and 29s, you got a motherfucking race. Get your ass in the lanes. Period.
That's simple.
I just got 3 or 4 texts. Somebody said all y'all on the phone making like y'all some badass grudge racers and y'all big shit, but sound like all y'all want to do is fucking class race.
That's it. They said it right. They absolutely right, dog. All we want to do is class.
But now on another thing, though, is there anything wrong for everybody to try to skip the best race they can? Is that what everybody doing now? Let me ask you this question here. Are we trying to skip the best race for us?
There's nothing wrong with anybody trying to skip the best race for them. When certain people try to skip the best race for them, they ducking. Hey, dog.
Hey, I tell you what, tune in tomorrow for my show, dog. Tune in tomorrow for my show. My show going to be called, Is You Ducking or Is You Fucking?
Hey, dog.
What if you just jacking off?
I call bullshit on Tight Man and them because little Tony fucking opened up the rules on October the 5th. The cold killer get his tire in. I didn't hear the K9 and the Skinny Man coming. They don't know if they're coming. I called them some scared bitches.
Hold on, Wayne. How many times you take that regular bitch you got out and blow it up and
I mean, I'd do it, but it'd have to be with the stipulation if I wreck it or something like that. I mean, that'll be my stipulation if I did.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. It's just a way to protect yourself. You know.
Oh, exactly. Right. I ain't got no money to give away. And another thing, where the hell are you going to go 800 miles just to raise two goddamn cars right here in Georgia?
Listen, don't nobody know how much it costs for you to go up there and ride trip. But when you go out there and holler like that big
money, don't go looking at your car different now.
Guess what? Why are you looking different, though? Tell me the reason why you're looking different.
Because you're talking about $800. It's a big difference between $800 and a nickel.
Okay, what I'm just asking, though, for real, why are you looking different? Because we got a standard of what we want to bet for? That we want to race for?
No, I'm saying.
Then I'm going to Bowling Green, Kentucky, so don't even try it.
No,
you're
asking me a question.
I didn't know you.
You class race too much, Skinny Man. No, my coach
did. I'm a popular guy. What can I say?
You ain't shit in this grudge game.
Well, show me I ain't shit. Lock my ass in.
I already lock you in. I'm just wit talking. I remember I told you you wasn't shit. I told you already.
Oh, okay.
And you ain't shit to me in this grudge game.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna run you in no class race. I
want to
run you a motherfucker gonna be all
over
that line tapping on your
windows
of motion when you go through that water
bottle. Hey, I don't give a damn. I'm gonna roll down the window, flip your ass off too after I turn that wind light on.
What you do when you don't turn it on?
I didn't hear you.
What you do when you don't turn it on?
What, wind light? Go up and shake the motherfucker's hand because I'm a man?
No, sign that goddamn chick with 901 on it. That's what you do.
Shit, I ain't signing you nothing but a motherfucking ass whooping. You first in line, bitch.
You know, I already gave me one chick, so I know you're good for getting chicks.
Ooh, lock me in for a dollar. Hey, lock me in for about off. You might get two.
I'm just waiting on the big one. You just been giving me some little gas money. I'm waiting on the big chick now.
Good. Lock me in for an hour, then. $2,500 on 10 or better. What's the holdup?
I don't run at class race. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's duck race. He
won't
run me a duck race. I don't run in no damn class race.
Hey, what do you mean you don't run at class racing? You race your cars at Holly Spring in class races all the time. You don't run at class races. Don't give me that bullshit. You go to class racing. Listen, you go to class races. Don't be bullshitting. Just tell me you can't outrun me down there.
I know grills at class races. I know grills at you smart, but you ain't smart. You act like you can't hear. I don't grudge at class races.
I say, because I've seen you class race your cars before.
Yeah, I will class race when you fools won't get in the lane. I ain't got nobody to grudge race.
Lock me in for Valdosta.
It's a different atmosphere.
I tell you what.
Go to school,
Valdosta. Hey, lock me in for Valdosta. I'm gonna make a personal bet with you. I gap that red some bitch. Yes, sir.
You bet 105 that you got me. I come to Valdosta on the 29th.
I said a personal bet. I can't cover that, so I'll make a personal bet with you.
That's personal, motherfucker. 105. That's personal. Shut the fuck up. You got me. I'll be there. 105.
29. Yeah. Dad, I got to gap you. I'm going to make a bet with you. I'm going to gap you.
If you call your motherfucking ass people, man, I can get the motherfucking ass.
Motherfucking 901.
Come on. Lock me in and show me from out Austin then. Hold on, Wick, man. He locked, Wick, he locked.
You got to get me to win. I'll do it at duck race.
I bet you will.
Man,
I bet you will.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Who's driving?
You driving? We can do it on the gap. We can do it on the gap, too.
Huh? Oh,
No, I'm trying to race. I already got that race. That's a done. Hey, I already got that race. I'm trying to race you about Austin. What's the holdup?
Me and you gonna bet on the side on the gap. Me and you gonna bet on the side on the gap. 1,000.
Nope. I said if I lost it, I'll tell you what. Hey, you know what? Drag that bitch down about Austin. I'll take that bet.
No.
I drag that motherfucker down about Austin, and I'll bet you a personal bet on the side, 1,000 on the gap, 2,500 on 10 or better. About Austin, but you're only going to come when the odds are in your favor.
Yeah, goddamn, I told you I wasn't coming no way. You the one who wanted to make the odds in my
favor. No. You just said you would. You just told me you would.
You said you're going to bet. Okay.
I said a personal side bet. What's up?
The only reason why I ain't over there for your ass this Sunday, Friday, is because I got to go over here with Big Dragon and help him get this benefit, get this goddamn money over him. But other than that, I'd have been over there on your ass, goddamn it, Saturday.
I gotta give it to you. At least you got a little backbone to race.
Hey, man, you ain't fucking with no backyard motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Just because I stay in the backyard, you ain't fucking with no backwoods motherfucker.
Okie dokie. Hey, dog, it's awful quiet out there except for him.
Hey, well,
Skinny man, you took a show over BET, took a show over. I ran into the motherfucking bushes. Yeah, Skinny man, you good for the game, man. But like I said, you fucking with a goddamn motherfucker that trained to go fucking with 901. Now I'm gonna tell you that now. He trained to goddamn go. So whatever, I mean I'm ready too.
Hey, dog, lock in, you locked in, dive on somebody else's ass. You better leave 901 alone before we fuck you up this weekend in Texas. Remember last time when Perez came on your show like that, didn't leave the weapon and beat his ass? Yeah, he did. Yeah, hey, whoa, 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 yeah, but Perez got a class card. I got a motherfucking stone cold killer grip card dead on your motherfucking ass. Hey, what do I got to do with his life?
Hey, because Perez was beating on this chest last time on dog show and goddamn it, leave the weapon, beat his ass. Man, let me tell you something, man. Goddamn, you about to say we gonna do the same thing to damn skinny man? Is that what you said? Exactly. Man, fucking K-9 been out a long fucking time. He got to know the fuck they doing, man. Well, if he been out a long time, why they ain't got their ass in Montgomery on Sunday coming up? That's where all the Grizzlies going to be at. You just heard the man.
Oh, I forgot
he going to Texas.
Well, James,
I gather when K-9 do raid, you betting with him, ain't you?
Goddamn right. My money on K-9.
Okay. Hey, a motherfucker just gave me a southern thing. He said a motherfucker go to the bootlegging house and gamble, but he won't gamble at the casino.
The IRS ain't keeping up with what he winning at the
bootlegger. Hey, dog. Hey, dog, I gotta go, man. Thanks for having me on the show. I'll holler at y'all later.
Okay, hey, Skinny Man, anytime you need to get on the show. Anytime you need to do something, anytime you want to throw out some shit, just call me or get in touch with Mike.
Hey.
Anyway, man.
Hey, dog, I'll tell you, I'll see y'all. Get a man. He gone, dog. Skinny man. He might have hung up. Well, dog, you call him and get him to post his schedules on the grudge races. So it
it don't look like nobody trying to dodge him, because I was asking his number one fan a question, and I was really going to lock him in for the 19th at Macon, but, you know, that got stopped when he said being bowling team. So,
remember I told you.
Hey, man, I don't know why you ain't telling him come on to Macon with them radios or whatever he need.
Well, Tight Man did say it, but it was like it was a bunch of people talking at the same time, and I don't know if they actually missed it. Tight did say it earlier.
Yeah.
You should have told him, come on, Tight Man. Hell, no radio ain't going to work in no goddamn Macon.
That's what I was saying. Lock your ass in for Macon. Fuck it. Shit.
But it worked out where he wasn't going to be able to make it, but I told him to come. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. You better try to set the best race for you.
Hey, you know what? Well, I got a teachable moment coming up now. Somebody said it while we was arguing. Whit, don't you go no goddamn where, Whit. You still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't want BET to go nowhere neither. But I got to say it, though. I got that BET came on this motherfucker wide the fuck open. I like that. BET got a little... Anyway, I like that. But now, I noticed on this little thing tonight while we was arguing, certain people can say certain things and skip their shit, and it's all right. But then when certain other people say it, it's like they say they're ducking. And what the fucking difference in it?
Hey, dog, if someone said on this show that I really like and didn't nobody say nothing about it, but I think all of us were talking grudge talk, and BET came on with grudge talk. But, you know, I'm going to let BET handle it how he want to handle it. But I know
I heard something about some only people might listen to you, your daughters or your children or something like that, but I ain't hear nothing about
no,
them. And I didn't say that at all.
Hey, Joe, you know I'm who you was, Mississippi Joe. That's who it was.
Okay, but now that's
his only comeback. Now, dog, you know that's his only comeback. Your mammy bitch and all this other bullshit. That's just
okay,
a child.
Okay, well, like I said, now, I didn't hear.
But tomorrow,
I'm
down
here
on his ass, I go.
Like I said, on this show, I was telling Mike and some people.
I want it all for my show.
I'm cutting them off. These shows got some kind of delay in them. And you know, you can be talking and the motherfucker don't hear you. Because when I go back and listen to my show sometimes, I see how I be cutting bitches off. But you be through talking when I really be saying something. But it's still, I notice when I go back, I be cutting you off. So I didn't hear it.
I'm glad you explained that shit, dog. Cause I swear to God, I'd be like, that goddamn dog be cutting everybody off when they talking. So I'm glad you explained that, cause I damn sure thought you'd be cutting people off.
Yeah, see, just like that, Mike. Just like that, I let you finish talking before I can hear you, and then I go back on the show, and I be done cut you off. I don't understand it. The laying of the show or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We need to lead a dozen at the grudge game. We can talk about each other and all that much. We want all the grudge racing and no grudge talk. If you can't stay in the kitchen, you can't stay in the heat, get out the kitchen.
Yeah, like I said, if I go in, on you, I'm going in on you. I ain't bringing nobody else with me. I'm coming by myself. I'm coming in on you. You got to go and bring children, wife, kids, and uncles and all this other shit in with the shit you bringing to me. I'm coming by myself with you. You can't handle that. You get your motherfucking ass out the way. Give me a motherfucker.
Yeah,
go talk to
him. Yeah, but he was backing up, and that's what it
which
sounded
is,
like when he stood in his
which
back.
Which he is. Everybody on the phone. Wanted to say, Joe, shut the fuck up. Everybody on there, even dog, want to tell that motherfucker, you scared motherfucker, shut the fuck up. Just what I told him. Everybody want to tell
that motherfucker. Well, see, you was handling your business. Like I said, I didn't hear it because all the other shit was going on, but you was handling your business.
Hey, dog. No, BET just did one of my moves. That mother just did some slick shit. Even dog wanted to tell the man, shut the fuck up.
I ain't lying, Mike. The dog wanted to tell him last week on his show. But he just said, you ain't paying me, now, goddammit. You might not like what I'm going to tell you.
Man, y'all stupid, man.
tell that motherfucker
I
ain't got
this. I done got four Texans already. Man, this way this shit supposed to go. They really was talking about the fight between me and BET and everybody else. But y'all don't realize, BET, you got to realize it too. We fight, all of us going to fight. Ain't nothing wrong with us fighting, but goddamn it, we can goddamn it shake hands tomorrow and go eat the next day.
No, I look.
When I saw you, what we do after our fight?
When it got some heat, I don't know.
But today was some good disputes on racing, man. That shit that had me laughing over like hell, man. I enjoyed that shit.
And I really didn't have shit to talk about. I got between 5:15 and 5:40, man. I got so many fucking calls about this and that. I got another one that I was gonna get on, but I was gonna let Pro Talk Joe help promote his show with it. Blue Magic called and talking about he ready to run any back half in the fucking world. The B saying the same shit. Why them two motherfuckers ain't running each other then?
Huh?
Why the fuck they ain't locked in the race?
Good question.
Sure, got over them on the line, dog.
Well, that's what I still can. I still motherfucking can.
Call goddamn certified, pump it. They be his goddamn chest. Get him on.
But you know, Big Country. You know, Big Country got ready. He ready goddamn now. He been texting me goddamn. I guess he want me to do a special
right.
Show. Get him on.
That was gonna be my next segment, but I was gonna let Joe try to help promote his goddamn show. I'm gonna see. Hold on a minute. I'm finna see if I can get this motherfucker on. Them bitches called me. Told me they ready. Both of them bumping the gun. Why the fuck they ain't locked each other in? These ain't showing me shit. And neither is Blue Magic. So now one of them bitches did shit.
Is it me or was they never on the phone at the same time together?
I'm finna try to get them bitches right now. Hey, Blue Magic. Yo. But he hung up. I'm gonna call it back again. Motherfucker,
damn,
I'm like y'all now. I'm like BET now. Motherfucker, you talking all this shit, bitch. You gonna raise a standing motherfucker. Hey, Witch, you got him on them fucking bills, bulldozers, Witch.
Damn, he went on me, Daddy.
Got him on them bulldozers. He's
crazy
bounds and turned the motherfucking Cubs now.
Yo.
Hey, Blue Magic.
Hello?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Blue Magic.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, hold on, goddammit. You say you a bad motherfucker, and the B say he a bad motherfucker. Why y'all bitches ain't running each other?
Who said they're bad motherfucker?
You did. You told me today. This dog. You called me and told me you was a bad motherfucker, ain't you?
Yeah, with Saturday, whoever there, we're going to get busy. All
right, hold on a minute then. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to see how bad you is. Hold on. Hey, you said you a goddamn gorilla. I'm going to see. Now I'm finna call this faggot-ass certified gangster. I'm going to see what he said. I'm going to see if he's going to answer. We got Blue Magic on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all some bad bitches.
All you had to do was open my mic, man. I pushed the one button as soon as I heard you say my name.
Okay, well, that is Blue Magic. You and the Beast on the phone. Both of y'all say y'all some bad bitches. One of y'all got a pussy.
Oh, shit. We ain't got no pussy. We got two hard dicks ready for them boys Saturday.
All
right, I think, listen, I'm going to tell you, when Big Country be talking, he get a little excited sometimes. You know, he just ain't leave out everything. He meant to say everybody except for the Beast. That's what he meant to tell y'all. He didn't mean just everybody. Right, Country? Hello?
Big Country?
Yeah, I'm here.
You didn't hear what he just said?
Yeah, I heard what he said. That's my partner, though.
He come to run everybody else.
Hold on,
man.
I made a mistake then. So in other
who the fuck in the background talking shit?
What you got, motherfucker, in the background talking shit? What the fuck? Bring your motherfucking ass to Dolly and Sandy then. Talking about, oh, shit. What the fuck? Any other backhands, any backhands there, then we're going to get this. Even if we got to run our own teammate, we'll run the motherfucking teammate. And that's the bottom line. We ain't scared of no motherfucker.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. See, what I'm just saying is,
well, if you say you're the pastor, you got the biggest, you're the baddest bull,
and if B said he the baddest bull, if ain't nobody else in the pastor but you two, one of y'all going to fuck the hood now.
Yeah, we can brag right now. We already beat them, so we ain't got to talk about it. We want all these other motherfuckers. We on the phone that wants them. That's what we talking about. Say, what a little sexy at? Where that big motherfucking mouth is? Where the fuck mom at? Where them boys at? Y'all motherfuckers so quiet now. Shit, I'm trying to motherfucking give me some pussy. Y'all calling me with some bullshit.
What you always say, two inch dick, mine a one inch dick. Hey,
hell yeah.
How about Lil Mo?
I can't wait to say it though. Just line them damn
wait a minute. Whoever said Little Mo name, I don't even know who said that, but just shut the fuck up. Don't even mention Lil Mo. Lil Mo ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Fuck Lil Mo.
Tell
him bring that motherfucker Saturday, and we ain't got to talk no motherfucking Mo. He bring that bitch Saturday, he can get the motherfucking blue man. Oh, you know you going to take up for your boyfriend anyway, dog.
Hey, if the motherfucker car ain't running, what the fuck you want me to say? The bitch car ain't running. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, shit, I don't know that.
Who else ready? Well, I'm trying to call Big Sexy.
Man, he be at the track Saturday.
Okay.
See, bring his ass to the track.
Hold on a minute. I made a mistake. I thought you told me you was bad. I didn't know you and the Beast was teammates. It seemed like every time a motherfucker think a nerd can't beat a nerd, they team up. What's with this teammate bullshit?
Man, say what?
Fuck a teammate, goddammit. If I got a goddamn car in my
man, we'll run if it come down to it. If don't nobody else want to race, we had to race them. But other than that, we'll race anybody else for right
okay.
now.
All right, ain't no problem. I ain't mad with you. Hold on a minute, though. We ain't mad at you, either. Let me see.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
I didn't know y'all was teammates.
I'm the one that said, man, because I want to see y'all two race. Now, if y'all say that, that's one thing, okay? So, I'm just putting it like that.
Man, we don't care who we sit beside, Terry.
James on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Tight. Whatever.
Oh, you ain't got nothing to say?
Huh? You just tried to kick my nuts off for the last round. I just asked the question. I said, Skinny man got a goddamn call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8436
Big Country. Hey, I made a mistake, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know y'all was buddies. If it did, I wouldn't call you. I made a mistake, brother. I'm sorry.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, Skinny man must not have a bite head.
No, he ain't got no damn backhand, man.
Okay, so we gonna stop this bullshit.
Who is that? Y'all got a backhand?
Hey,
hold on, before y'all go anywhere. Now, somebody said since both of y'all are team and it's two of y'all, he said he'd lay y'all both on your stomach and fuck both of y'all. Now, William Brown said that.
Oh, that pretty ass motherfucker! Oh, he get tell him bring his ass down there too. I'm sick and tired of his mouth.
William Brown, hit the one button, William Brown.
Yeah, but sure, he ain't gonna hit no one button.
Hey, William Brown, both of y'all gonna lay on your stomach. He said, both of y'all lay on your stomach. And you know where you gonna be at. Like, man, if both of them on the stomach, where William Brown gonna be? Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm finna go on mute. William Brown, your mic, I'm going on mute.
Hey, look, I get tired of whipping the same ass every time. That's why I class race. You get to whip different people every time you run against them. Otherwise, I won't keep whipping the same ass. You get tired of this shit.
Hey, yo, William, let me ask you this, man. Hold on, William, let me ask you this. You pumping your chest because you beat a back half car. Like, you really impressed with that? Like, you really feel like you did something?
No, y'all just
don't know me. You ain't want to even get that man the back tire, and that's all he actually wants was the back tire, and you wouldn't get him.
We're going to still rip your ass, pretty boy. We got your ass.
Y'all know y'all picked on me because I had a small motor. It don't matter. The shit equal out. Y'all got big motors, light back halves car, or whatever the hell y'all say. I got a little motor. A two-chassis car. Y'all thought y'all can kick my ass, and both of y'all got
we
your
cut your head off of this tree, though. We cut your head, you tree cutting motherfucker, you say.
Hey,
we cut your tree, man.
Why your ass
the darling and Saturday, pretty boy?
I get tired of whipping the same ass. Then your mama used to get tired of whipping your ass. Sooner or later, she
all right, so I tell you what, then. You come to Dawn to Saturday, then I'll lock you in with the beast, then. Let's shout out with that. You come there Saturday, and you got a race. We can lock in 1-on-10 right now.
I love how y'all do that. I ain't gonna be down there. Y'all know that.
I have no idea, brother.
How y'all do that though.
All right. So when the next available date? Then it ain't gotta be Saturday. When can we get together?
When you available? Cause y'all need to get y'all money back from me. So you tell me when you available. And I try to make plans for you.
Lock it on the
we available anytime.
Sounds
goddamn good to me. Sound goddamn good to me. Cold killer race, you motherfucking right. The 19th.
The 19th. I'll be in goddamn Texas the 19th for the final ADRL final. Come on now.
All right then. So like I just told you then, you tell me your next date. That's why I just asked you, when are you going to be ready? We ready whenever you are ready. So you tell me a date and we will oblige you.
I tell you what.
Since you like to pump your chest.
I'll tell you what. Since you coming to get your money from me, I'll pay for the testing for all of us, all three of us, me, the B.
You ain't got to pay for nothing. All you got to do is tell us when you're going to be ready to race.
Bring your ass down to Texas, and I'll make sure I pay so we can run.
Oh, we ain't coming no motherfucking Texas. Fuck Texas. None of us don't live in no goddamn Texas. What the hell we got to go all the way to Texas for? You tell me the next available date, you're going to be in our neck of the woods. No, you just told me to come to Texas. We ain't coming no damn Texas. On the 19th, we're going to be at Macon on the 19th. You come to Macon then. That's closer. Why you going all the way to Texas for? You come to Macon.
I got some real shit I'm trying to get for. I already got y'all money. I don't need to buy. I'm going on.
All right. So listen. So that's just one day. So what other day then are you available? That's just one day. What's the next available date after that? We can work something out now.
Hey, I'm trying to do that Mike Hills November the 2nd race.
Sound goddamn good to me.
Sound
damn good to me.
Sounds good. If everything go good, yeah, I'm there. You see, y'all ready and waiting. November the 2nd, goddammit, motherfucker. God damn it, you got plenty of time to make arrangements. That's fine. That sounds good to me, though. They sitting by waiting. I'm still racing. So if something happened to mine, I got to make sure I get my shit fixed by the time I come back from Texas so I can make that race.
No, that's too far to lock in anyway. But if that's a good date for you, 2 weeks before that race, we can lock that right on in because we will definitely be at Mike Race on the 2nd. So that's a good date for me.
How the hell am I going to do it 2 weeks before? Ain't the 19th 2 weeks before?
We lock in on the 19th for the 2nd.
I can't lock in until I come back from Texas. I got to make sure I don't nothing
happen. Well, listen then. The instant you come back from Texas then, brother, why you getting all political and politically correct? God damn it. When you come back and you know your car's good, we can lock in 1 week before Mike race.
Now that sounds a little bit better. I can do that.
All right. We ain't got to be all political correct, man. We hood around here. I know you ain't grew up in the hood like we did, but shit, we hood around here, so we don't get all politically correct. We can lock in a week before Mike race, we can lock that race in. And if you feel like doing it before that, or if you don't go to Texas, we will be at Cold Killer Race on the 19th.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
We looking for action on the 19th.
How the hell you know where I grew up at?
Hey, Daddy.
I can just tell what type of person you is.
Nah, you grow up to be a certain type of people. You don't always start that way.
Yeah, I can tell you ain't grew up in the hood, though, buddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a nice guy. That your pretty eyes, like Big Country said, your pretty your ass. You gonna tear your ass up, boy. Get your shit in gear. You like bumping your chest against motherfucking backhands. We gonna do something dirty to you with backhands.
Bill been down there talking shit to me down in Carolina, and I told him I'm gonna get back in his ass as soon as he's ready.
Well, we ready whenever you ready, brother. I hope you call, make it from Texas in one piece, and you ain't hurt nothing, so we can get on your ass at Mike Race.
That'll work.
Sure will.
And Big Country Paul, shut your drunk ass up and go back to drinking.
Hey, Big Country fell off. He trying to get him some pussy.
Hey, Doug. Yeah. Nah, William Brown said the same damn thing I said, and I don't hear you. What's wrong? You got cotton in your mouth?
Oh, you talking to me, Tate?
Yeah.
I never
come to y'all. Cause Skinner and them coming up there, y'all can't do nothing.
Tate, that was Wayne talking to you. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Right. No, hey, Wayne. Boy, Wayne, I'm gonna give you a pass, boy, cause I like it. I could throw a picnic on your ass right now. Say show. But I ain't gonna fuck that. I'm down on your ass. I go, hey, dog.
All right, type man, leave him alone now. They didn't leave you alone now, type man. You're doing good. You picking now, type.
Hey, dog. I'm making points. I read over the chapter and I went back and I'm highlighting shit. I'm highlighting shit. Now I got the highlight. Now, William Brown said he got a race, real racers understand you don't goddamn give away no money. Certified, said, no problem. Let me know after the race. See, that's grown men talking. But then you get never scared. Hey, Mike, here, let me ask you something. The Buzz World, let me give you a scenario. Two guys locked in a race, and they throw, and one throw still being, if the damn track, some kind of way the light don't come on, that's a rerun. But y'all run it to the eighth, and you know you're locked in to run to the eighth, and the light don't come on, and the driver in the loser car tells them that man, I ain't beat that man. The man won. Who gets paid? Where BDT at? I need BDT on here because he gave Chemo pretty hell, and Chemo won a race and ain't getting nary dime.
What happened to
Wayne full of shit, man.
Tell me what happened to Ty. Tell Wick what happened. Okay, Wick. Wayne and Chemo drive a lot in the race. Wayne come over there to Chemo and tell, dog, you got Chemo number?
Yeah, but I can't call him now. We passed the time to call out.
Send that motherfucker to me. I've been getting motherfuckers wrong.
If somebody can send me Chemo number, I'm calling.
All right, I'm finna send it to you, Tag Man. I know about the race. Go ahead, though. Chemo made the stipulation, though, Tag Man.
Okay.
He agreed to the stipulation.
What happened?
Let him go ahead and tell what happened.
Go ahead,
Danny.
Tell it.
Well, they agreed to, if the light, quarter mile light come on, or, you know what I'm saying, to that effect, they're going to rerun the race. Well, you got to look at the video how they was explaining the stipulation. If you look at,
Hold on a minute. This is what happened. They raced. They said if the clocks messed up at all, they was going to rerun it. And the clocks were set on the quarter mile instead of the eighth mile. So that's what happened.
But the driver losing car said that he didn't win the race. So what is that to talk?
Exactly.
But, well, if my driver, goddammit, come back, when I got a goddammit, if I got a skip that can save my money and I can do it all again, he come back and say that shit, I'm going to hit him in his motherfucking mouth.
Motherfucker, Kimo don't like Kimo, so what the fuck do I care?
Everybody got a point. I understand what we've been saying on a gentleman would pay, but like I said, Wayne said he don't want to pay because of the
smoke.
You can't fault Wayne for not paying.
Yeah. Right. You can't follow for not paying because you made that deal. But you know what, Kimo? You know what I think? I don't think you need to run them guys no more.
Yeah, I done got a lot of calls telling me that. I didn't make the tip. I just agreed. Okay, let's just push it. He came up. What if somebody come on? I'm like, well, shit, we ain't got to worry about that. Everybody knows it's an 8-mile race. Even the guy, the DC man, told the guy at the starting line 3 times. This is an 8-mile race.
Did anybody from either side let us this to or to let the tower know that it's going to be an 8-mile race? Because this is a quarter-mile race, y'all. All day long they run quarter-mile. But did anybody let them know
that they really lost, that's good sportsman. That's good sportsman stated. Because you knew he beat y'all to pay. Now, the chip was in there, you don't have to pay it because of the chip.
Wayne, if you ain't talking, Wayne, won't you mute your phone? You got a lot of noise. Just unmute your phone when you
want to
say something.
Well, to be a good sportsman in racing, I would have paid him because that would have been a good sportsmanship because Kimo won. He beat him to the eighth, but the light didn't come on. The driver even know he beat him. So being a good sportsman would have paid that bet off, even though the stick was in there, but you know you lost. I mean, just keep it 100. You win or lose in grudge racing.
You know what you're saying is 100% right, but on the same token, Wayne is 100% right, too.
If that shit was the other way around, Kimo wouldn't have gave me a motherfucking quarter.
Every time I lock in with somebody, I say, nigga, I pay him.
You pay him because you don't race, motherfucker.
You're right.
Guess what?
Now, here you go with all this shammer. I don't race. How many times I lock him in and the man ain't came to the track?
Look, Kimo, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Kimo. I'm going to give you one grudge race for that. You don't win.
I'm gonna give you a grudge race for that, dog. Wayne, I told you, mute that phone with all that goddamn noise, man. People, you gotta study people. Right now, what Wayne's saying is, now you might say Wayne wrong, but I'm gonna say it like it's him. Evidently, Wayne got some a little bit more personal against damn Kimo to read. He said, "Fuck it," and like I said.
Right.
And so that just seemed like it might be something a little bit more personal. That's why he said, fuck it. Which you can't fault it, even though you can fault it, but you can't fault it. If he got a slip, but he can get out of his damn, out of the race like that, hey, man, he took it.
Hey, dog. Me and this motherfucker done fist fought. Me and this guy had a fist fight because he had me show up the track and didn't race and left and didn't pay me no park out. And that was only $500. And we still fucked behind that shit. Man,
that's what y'all fail to realize, and y'all can't understand it. Y'all got to learn how to study these people.
Right.
You see, they got more to this than just a race.
I told you, dog, he didn't like it.
Some personal thing.
Hey, listen,
dog. Yeah, I told
Kimo
that a while back. I thought him and Gwayne had something personal. Remember I told you?
Yeah, this is something personal, Witt. That's why you can't. The best thing for us to do is just leave it alone. Unless they want us to keep on going, just leave this one alone.
But now I did give Kimo his props though. I called Kimo and I told Kimo that you goddamn it, you off my shit list, boy.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell y'all something else. The match is gonna be between me and Kimo Johnson. Kimo didn't even have a ball to rock his old motherfucking car yet.
no, no, listen. No, Wayne, you wrong on that. Now, if it's his car, don't care if his driver did lock it in, he do got something to do with it. But like I said, and I'm going to say it again, and I keep saying it, what we're saying is that If Witt and somebody run it, he's friends with, and he know he lost, Witt might pay it. But now, if you got animosity with the joker you're racing, that's why sometimes it's good to race your friends. And nothing wrong with what Wayne did. It might not be right in some people's eyes, but what he did is made him stand to the letter of the law. That's all he did.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, dog.
Hold on, hold on. One question at a time. Somebody's finna ask me a question. Let's get this on over.
I'm gonna ask you a question first. Dog, when you lock a race in to run at a certain, run a certain race, and then you come back 10 minutes later and say, "Oh shit, I locked in so you can run your bars." No, I'm not racing you, because you got bars on. You got to pay me, right?
That's right. Now, see, that's what I'm trying to say. If you got a good DP, man. Well, hold up, man. Hold up. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it just like it's him. I'm going to let BET answer. BET, answer that question.
Exactly. I don't know why. See, Kimo gave him a pass. I told Kimo how to do it. The man locked the race in. I'm listening to him. The man locked the race in. I guess you get a text message or a phone call say you fucked up. So he come back and said, "No, I ain't going to run that race." Kimo let the man make it.
See, that's what I'm trying to say, Kimo. Once you done locked the race in one way, can't nobody unlock that race unless y'all both agree. If you agree to it, you fucked up by agreeing to it.
Listen, though. You know why? Because I already knew something was personal going on between them, and I said it's going to get farther. Because Wayne said he wasn't going to do the race. I could hear it in Wayne's voice, the way he was talking, and I said, "Shit, Kimo, you might as well don't even worry about that race, because Wayne did fuck up. Wayne locked the wrong race in. He came back, unlocked it. But
now,
if they would have kept talking about that,
he
would have been
number." I said, everybody get on Wayne's ass, but if y'all let Wayne out, just like when Wayne locked in with Tony Bynum that time, and then he found out what Tony had and everything, and he said, "Hey, man, that ain't no race." See, we was an hour, that was an hour later, and they let him out of it.
Hey, dog, you know
what
we're going to put Wayne on BET shit list.
Hold on, fellas, before y'all do this, listen up now.
Hey, y'all,
listen up, because this is a good teachable moment. You can't put him on the shit list. You can't put him on the shit list because he didn't do nothing wrong. Now, you just got to know when you run the motherfucker up, you just got to get you a strong DB man, and if Wayne fuck up, then Wayne need to pay up. Now, if that happen and Wayne don't pay up, that's when you put him on the shit list.
That's right.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay, Kimo. We locked in the race. Do you get to run your willy bars, yes or no?
Yes, I do, but I'm not going to run them.
What the fuck is you crying for, then?
Because,
if you want the $500 and you don't want to race, just say so.
No, it ain't even about the money. So what did I just do this past weekend? Hold on.
Kimo, Kimo, I had 2 points I want to make. Now, me and your driver locked in the race. Then I get that motherfucker some money out of my pocket because you fucked up his gamble.
Yes, you did. I'm gonna show y'all how I ain't got nothing to do with Wayne.
313-7047, Wayne, you got so much noise when you ain't talking, Wayne. I need you to always mute your phone, Wayne. You got so much noise we can't hardly hear.
Hey, dog. Hey, Andy.
That never scared him.
Yeah. Hey, don't be arguing. Fuck that shit, man. We do what we do. It is what it is. Mother had you, mother made you, motherfucker. I'm on
y'all
here, dog.
Y'all gorilla pimping up there in Detroit, boy. Y'all some
bad. No. It go back to this here, BET. It goes back to this here. All you so far, Wayne ain't did nothing wrong. I mean, he ain't did nothing wrong. Whoa, whoa. Now, if you lock him in and you don't say, then that's a problem.
You know what?
But if they made a stipulation like that, then Wayne ain't did nothing wrong.
They've been letting him get away with a lot of shit, though. It ain't his fault.
That's what it is. Dog, he just keep wiggling. Like, he called this weekend. He was supposed to race this weekend, his tie, against Sub-Zero at the track. You know what he did? Hey, man, he had a good friend of ours called me and say, hey, man, Wayne wants you to move today because he can't make it. You know what I tell him? All right, so let's move it to Little Tony race. You know what I mean? But I keep being soft. I'm not moving.
Okay, that's what this BET just told y'all. I mean, I'm trying to see now. I said this, me and Tight Man said this a long fucking time ago. Even Mike Hill said it with his mouth, man. Like to be now. If y'all in these races, the way shit going now, and tight as money is, when you lock a fucking race in, somebody need to have both of y'all fucking monies, man.
Yeah, right. You said that a long time.
Really be honest, once you lock a race, like you say, which I really didn't know, you cannot negotiate the race. You know what
well,
I mean?
Why did you agree to it?
But trying to be, you know.
Oh, hold on.
You're trying
well, see,
to be
now, that's the catch right there, Kimo. You're right. You can ask him, but if he say hell no, the man cannot change the locked in race unless both of y'all agree. Both of y'all got to agree.
Oh, man.
I wasn't the man that locked the race in.
I didn't lock the race in. Well, after I sat back and looked at it, I didn't even lock the fucking race in. So he should have asked Junior what he thought about that. But all that shit didn't dawn on me till later.
Well, Kimo, I feel your pain.
That's why I gave Junior money, because I felt sorry for him, for your dumb ass fucking up his damn. That's why I gave him money.
Well, I guarantee.
Stay out of
how many as your lawyer, Kimo? How many as your lawyer? I'll make sure they don't fuck you no more.
Y'all ain't gonna fuck me no more, BET. That's the last time, motherfucker.
You fucked yourself, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, Wayne, y'all need to quit fucking that man.
But what it is, though, Wayne, I'm trying to really race. You got these slick motherfuckers up there. They ain't trying to race. They trying to get some money for nothing.
Wait, did I pay
your fuck out money, Wayne?
Yeah, you paid me one.
Oh, wait. Now, let's stop it now. This is Wayne's child.
Okay.
You have to get on the show and embarrass him
Willie
to get your money,
dog.
Did I pay y'all down to Lena?
I did get on the
did
show.
Did I pay y'all down to Lena?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
had to tell him, look, yeah. send that money up here, man.
Hey, hold on a minute.
I only had this problem with him.
Hold up, fellas. Listen up.
BET. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell them what I want somebody else to say it, because I've been telling you the same shit y'all ain't listening. Tell these people about your lockup and will you go to lockups one more time and what happened with these lockups?
Listen, man, make sure you got a reputable DP, man. Put that money in a man's hand other than yourselves. Talking about it's a locked in race. I skip this, I skip that, and y'all agree to it. Man, the money's got to be up or the race ain't got to happen, man. If that money's not up, the race ain't got to happen. Fuck what he said. Fuck what he's called himself locked in.
That money.
I understand that,
man.
You know, but you keep letting them trick you. Listen, that you keep letting them trick you. After the race locked up, they'll come to you with some more shit. You agree to it. You will agree to it, and that'll fuck you up.
You're a DP man. We had a DP man.
Well, he ain't one weapon.
And you know what? We had a DP man. You know what? The DP man is down with the Motor City Mafia. What the fuck?
Well,
is
see, that's what I'm trying
about?
To say.
Well,
fellas, y'all ain't listening again. He said a reputable DP man. If I'm with one motherfucking team, and I can put it like this. I can be with one team and still make it right because that's what I do. BET Mike can do it. What he's trying to say is you can't give it to a motherfucker that's down with one team if you know he's going to go with his damn team.
You know what? He didn't cross the line. He didn't.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm gonna tell you something.
But you know what? Like you said though, it might be best for me to move on up the road, man, because it's a bunch of bullshit with him.
The way y'all going, y'all motherfuckers gonna end up killing each other, and it ain't worth this bullshit, man.
Yeah. Let me say this to you, Kimo. Do not lock them guys in no more until you know for sure a DP man gonna call it straight down the middle, man. Do not lock them guys in, man.
That's all you gotta do. Now I didn't see Wayne get mad and talk shit and act a fool, but I did see him pay the punk out. So I mean, until he don't pay the punk out, you can't say he wrong. Until he don't pay the fuck out. Kimo, you let him change the shit around. You can't get mad once they done change it around. Because you got to let him change it around.
That's why certain DP man and me myself, I don't want to get in the middle of no trickery shit. That's reason like the day when that got locked in, I made sure I wanted to hear it twice on both sides. You agreeing to that? You agreeing to that because I knew, I mean, the lock being raised today, to be honest with what Sticky Man said. But at the same token, he agreed to it, so it's locked in. I don't think he really matters, but I'm just saying I wanted to clarify it. And you gotta be on it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to be on
that
shit, but like I said.
We agree. I mean, Whit don't. I ain't never seen Whit Wilkes. I ain't never seen Tony Bang Wilkes. But like I said, the main thing I see right here is like I just said it. BET keeps saying it. Y'all, Kimo, you let them out of it because once you agree to it, then you can't get mad and go back and say something wrong once you let them out of it.
You're right, though. Call me the next time. Let me tell you something.
The reason I called and told you is I'm the type of person, I don't like for nobody to show up the track and waste their time, and I know I'm not going to be there. I don't do that shit, man. But for some reason, y'all would have put this shit on me, man. I only have this problem with Evo, man. So the hell with the rest of y'all have no problem with me. Wayne, I'm paying my punk out. I race you. I ain't not race you. I mean, what problem you have?
Evo, you still ain't racing, man. Yo, Junior He wanted to race my seven. He wanted to. I'm a quarter mile car. He wanted to race to the eighth. And what else? He wanted something else. I said, "Oh, that's cool. I agree to it. All I want is my eight choice." You know these motherfuckers. Oh man, you don't want to race, motherfucker. You just had four motherfucking skips. Come on, man. They pulling wool over motherfucker because these bitches can't fuck with me. That's all it is. I mean, got this bitch right, and these hoes can't fuck with
me. Hey, well, you're the baddest, sorriest motherfucker I know.
He got that bitch right.
But Wayne, guess what? I had two dates set up for you, and you ain't made not one. But
now, Wayne,
he won't do this. You want to do that? He won't do that. I had two dates set up with you. You ain't brought that white trash not to one date.
Hey, Wayne, he did whoop y'all too. But he lost, but he whooped y'all.
Goddamn witch still goddamn throwing them goddamn he throwing them Mike Hill blows on them big ass. Hey y'all,
I ain't got no problem with that, bitch. Y'all kick my ass still.
Hey, look here, fellas, look here. Right now we at a kind of halfway decent calmness. All we can say is just get you a DP, man, and then if you don't want to change your stip, Kimo, don't change it. If Wayne got to keep paying them punk out, he either pay your punk out or he'll stop blocking that shit in.
I'm not paying a motherfucking thing no more. I don't give a fuck. I ain't trying to
do that.
Okay, well,
that's all you
got to
do.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Blah,
keep
blah,
your mouth
blah, 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 motherfucker. I'm whooping your punk ass.
Yeah, I know. Hey, guess what?
Hey,
you
got a fellas. Y'all got something
personal.
I'll save it to the next race.
They got a race.
And let me know if I'm there.
Dog.
Go get a goddamn kit and go behind the racetrack and put up a damn
dog.
Kit. I'm going to let y'all
dog.
Motherfuckers
they
do it out.
Dog, they got a race up in here. They got a race this weekend up here. Ask him what he like to get his ass to that in the water.
Okay, well, then there it is. Now, they on the phone. If they want to get in the water, good. If they don't, we finna goddamn have final thoughts and get out of here. This damn nobody show tonight turned to a damn good show. Everybody came on. We had some good arguments. We had some goddamn motherfuckers talking to each other. They ain't talking to each other in months. So, goddamn it, I'm feeling pretty good now. I done lost my goddamn high. I ain't drunk no more. I got to go over there and get me some more wine. I got some of that goddamn Long Island tea. I'm finna drink a half a thimble of that shit and get fucked up.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Two good shows
in a goddamn row,
boy. You pushing it, ain't
you? Well, no, it's like this here. If we all come together, if everybody can get teachable moments, we can not get along and still get along. We can not get along and still get along, man.
You're right.
So with that being said, I'm going to let the guys come up. Hold up. I'm going to let the Midwest guys, Wayne and Kimo, y'all give me y'all final thoughts first, and then the boys down here can close it on out.
Man, I'm just trying to race. I don't give a fuck about humbugging nobody. I'm just trying to race. Fuck all that. All
right, I'm going to suggest you get you a good lawyer. I'm going to suggest you get you a good lawyer. Set your motherfucking ass down and race then. Wayne, y'all got anything to say? Never scared. Y'all got anything y'all want to say before we close it out, brother?
I'm going to say it like this, dog. I'm out here racing. I race this year. I race last year. I do what I do. So this little bullshit... I appreciate you calling it like you see it. You're not trying to be biased. That's all I want to say.
Well, that's normal. I told you I'm 95% on call. Before all y'all go, put your phone on mute. Wayne, y'all put y'all phone on mute. Before we go again, we want to say to BET, before we get through with the final thoughts, go ahead and tell them again about Big Ken right quick, please.
Yeah, I posted a little bit of something for y'all guys in the Grudge World, man, to really call on Big Ken today, man, to try to uplift his spirits, man. He was feeling a little low from this past weekend. He was going through some things, and I just wanted y'all to share just a phone call, just call him up, you know, speak to him or whatever, let him know y'all still care about him. If you don't, just post a comment or anything on the post I had, and I relayed a message to him or whatever. But yeah, he was going through some things, and I appreciate you guys for really stepping up and giving my big buddy a call, man. Me and him don't always get along either, but when the time somebody down, I feel like it's only right, you know, as a human, to really show somebody
right.
that you do care, you know.
Right.
Like I said,
Carter, you still out there, little Carter?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Give me your final thoughts, Lil Carter. Give us your final thoughts. BET, we appreciate that, man. That was real said. Don't go nowhere. Go ahead, Lil Carter.
Yeah, I'm just glad. I don't even know if we can say that we made any leeway on that situation with Wayne and Kimo. They both good
guys
in my book.
You know why we did?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, yes, we did. Anytime you can get two motherfuckers that's going at it like they was going at it, and at the end of the night they can let one talk and the other be quiet, that's a leeway, trust me. That's a leeway.
Right. Well, I'm just glad that we made any kind of way on the situation. Like I said, they both are good guys in my book to me. And hopefully they could get a race off without any issues and everything like that because they both got killer cars, both are killer teams, and the more action, the better. It's funny, I got a situation that I actually wanted to speak on. Maybe I can get with you later, and maybe we can try to get that situated. On another show. But yeah, man, good show. Just glad to hear the action coming. Keep the action coming. Grudge Game always going to prosper as long as that action coming.
Alright, well, in between what Lil Carter just said, that was some good shit you just said. But Lil Carter, you got to always remember this game, man. This game is a hustle.
You got to know how to hustle this game. And you hear Tyke Man says, he bought this shit in and says it's a hustle. What that mean is, if Wayne can get over any way he can, as long as he's within the rules, ain't nothing you can do about it but let them go along. Like I
exactly.
said, now Kimo
exactly.
have learned now. You probably can't hustle Kimo no more. But Kimo, like I said, anytime you lock a race in, you just can't go change the race unless both parties agree. So if both parties was agreeing to whatever they changed, Wayne just was a little bit more slicker than Kimo. You can't fault Wayne for being slicker than Kimo. So now Kimo
right,
probably ain't
right.
going to get slick no more. Probably ain't. So, Big
Daddy,
you got that Big Daddy.
Until today, I heard the situation was a lot different from what I've heard today. So I was happy to hear that it was under different circumstances. So
it comes from all sides. We got about the gist of it now, and we're going to let that go. That's negative shit we want to, it's in the past, let it go. Just look forward, though.
That's right.
Who they just called me? Somebody had to say something?
No, wait, I was going to say, Tyman should have never get Kimo got put in that gypsy twist.
Yeah, I'll take the blame. You know, I wasn't up there, Wayne.
All right, wait, hold on, quit the bullshit. Rich, you're throwing a lot of low blows tonight, but ain't nothing wrong with it. But hold on, y'all, hold on. Go ahead, Johnny. I didn't know you were still out there. Go ahead, Realtree, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to give y'all a shout-out. I was on my way home there. I listened to this thing here. And I called Big Ken this morning. I talked to Ken too, so he needs some help.
Okay.
Well, he got
all
some.
Right, appreciate
he got
it,
some now.
Okay. Right. Appreciate it, bro.
I appreciate you, Johnny.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. We can fight, but when we need to come together, we can come together though. Big Danny, you sit out there, Big Danny.
Of course I'm still here, dog. I'm in the thick of all this.
I got
you
bro. Give me your final thoughts, bro. Give me your final thoughts.
Good show. Whitlock the bad motherfucker in. We're going to see how bad this man is on Halloween trick-or-treat. And then, after that, we just want to have some fun, man. You know, at the end of the day, we just want to have fun and laugh about it on the radio show and how everybody else missed the shit that we was in. That's all.
I got you. Okay, appreciate it. James, you still out there, James?
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Give me a final thought, James.
Yeah, man, good show, dog. Man, I loved it. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespect for stepping out of line, but, I just like to keep the show hype, man, because that's what it's all about, man. Keep some laughter in the show, man, and everybody get fellowship and get along better.
No, man, you don't do nothing. Like I say on my show, what I do like about my show, and I always try to tell all the show hosts, BET, Tyke Man, and all of them, just because a man don't agree with you don't mean you're supposed to just try to overbear him and overtalk him. As long as you tell the truth and stay down in the middle, you're going to be all right on these shows, though. But I appreciate it, James. Hold on. I don't want Tyke Man to say something. I don't want Witness to say nothing. BET.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get in your final thoughts, BET.
Yeah, dog. Everything good on my end. Like I said, y'all tune in tomorrow. Look, Carter, if you got an issue, you can bring it out on my show tomorrow. You know my show come on at 5. Weak bitch wins tomorrow, goddammit. I got somebody's ass I'm going down on. Y'all already got a clue on how it's going.
Tune in
for goddammit. Wild Out Wednesday. Weak bitch Wednesday. So you know, that's how I'm getting down. That's my final thought.
Hey, dog. You know.
Hey,
BC,
I'll be there.
All right.
Hey,
BC,
hey, fellas, y'all getting out of line. Y'all going to have plenty of time to talk. I'm going down the line. Whit, it's your time now, Whit. You got the flow, Whit.
Hey, B, dog, you be hearing that little laugh when BET be saying shit. That little laugh be funny.
No, BET coming in with some fucked up. BET coming there. Short as he is, I thought he was going to hit somebody in the nuts. That bitch come in there knocking mother. He was throwing headshots tonight like a motherfucker.
I'm talking about that little laugh that I be hearing when BET say something. But look, my final thoughts is, that saying you say when a friend, you know who your friend. I don't know how to say it, but I want you to say that. That's my final thought.
Which one is it now, I got to remember which one you're talking about now, because I come up with some good shit sometimes.
When your friends let you know who they are. That quote.
Yeah.
Oh. Friends might not always tell you what you want to know, but they always show your motherfucking ass. All right.
Also,
that being said,
can you do me another favor?
this little comment. I'm sorry. Can you requote the quote that you had today? That one was powerful than a mug, and I don't know if that many people actually really realize how powerful that is. Can you say that one again?
Shit, I gotta find it, man. Okay, I'm finna say it one more time, and then it's gonna be Tank Man and Mike Hill here. All right, I'm gonna say it, and when you get a little of what you want more. When you lose what you had, you realize that the little you had was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of some shit.
That's right.
We said that a while back on another show, another way. But I keep on bringing these little things up. And believe it or not, if you pay attention to them, you might learn something. And before I'm going to get my final thoughts in between Tight Man and Mike here, because I don't know how long they're going to go. But I want to thank Mike here for getting this show to keep on going today, because I really wasn't going to do nothing on the show today because I didn't have shit to talk about or nothing to do. But like I said, between goddamn it 5, goddamn it 15, and 5:40, man, I got so many fucking phone calls about shit people want to get straightened out that I did something I don't usually do, because I don't usually answer my phone. I don't be nasty, but I already be having my mind together on having a show, and I don't like to change my thoughts or my ideas until I can do some research on it. But today it came out pretty goddamn good. Thank you, Mike, here for that. Tyke Man, go ahead. You got to go ahead, Tyke Man.
Nah, dog. You had a damn good show, and I just tell all the fans, let the racers do what they do best, try to set the best race for themselves, because at the end of the day, they're the ones spending all the money and the time, and everybody needs one another. You know, Mike ain't get around to who you want us to race right then, but give a game a little time. Racing ain't going nowhere.
Well said, Tyke Man. Well said, whether y'all know it. All right, Mike, with that being said, you got the final thought, and if you want to say something about the October 11th and 12th, because we want everybody to come down here, it's going to be one hell of a fucking race. Last year, that was a goddamn good race with them damn blowers and nitrous and big tire cars. It's going to be one hell of a race. That's all I can say.
Dog, I want to get to that, but I ain't going to let Tyke throw that little goddamn elbow back there without me responding, now. He said, I ain't get to make the race happen that I want to see happen. That ain't me tight. Now that was just where it comes through the grapevine. You know, me and dog just broadcasted. I heard that little slick ass.
I know, I said
the goddamn tight man hit you with a feather, didn't he?
Yeah, he tried to slide one in there, dog.
Mike, no, I didn't. I hit the fan.
But good show, dog. And a good way to make what they say, make chicken salad out of chicken shit. That was you done today. So but no, October 11th, you know, we got our Battle of Big Dogs, $50,000 in pro mods, man. We got $5,000 in Limited Street. And if all y'all guys that don't like showing your time, I got some for y'all, $5,000 free entry, 28 nitrous only. Y'all can come over and get some money too. We got like 6-7 classes, man. We're giving out over $75,000 on October 11th and 12th. All the hotel rooms, got you some deals on hotel rooms. All you got to do is go to www.battleofthebigdog.com. I ain't stepped up this year, dog. Got me a website for the event, so, you know. It's going to be huge, man. It's going to be huge, and hopefully, you know, ain't nobody got nothing to do. Y'all can make it out there to see a good race.
Hey, Mike, I got one question. Can I count the damn money that you
going
to give away?
Huh?
He said, can he count the money you're going to give away?
We're going to give away...
All right, we got a lot of noise. Y'all mute your phones right quick. We finna get over here. But what I want to say, man, don't y'all forget, Running Brown race this weekend. We should have a hell of a race down at Running Brown race. And just in case you can't make that race, and, you know, big drag races on a Sunday. Now, this is what I'm going to tell y'all right now before I say it, so you won't say I'm sucking no lollipops. I ain't going to say no dicks yet. But if Witt go down there and do what he say he gonna do, Witt the baddest motherfucker out there right now. That's ill. Now this is what I predict though, and I'm gonna let Witt say what he wanna say. I really believe Witt gonna pay the funk out, cause I really don't believe he want that trouble. That's my final thought. Y'all can say what you wanna. Bed now.
Hey,
Oh, I forgot. I certified know. Gangster. You still out there certified. Hold on. Certified.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I'm here. You don't need to talk that much. Go ahead. Give us your final thoughts, certified. I'm sorry.
Super good show as usual, dog. You know, you did your thing again. I want to say, though, we got to stop all these punk-ass class raisers from coming on these drug shows bumping their motherfucking chest like they doing something, man. I be trying to stay away from these class racing-ass dudes, man. They seem like the only people that want to race. And that's pretty much all I got to say. William Brown, I'm going to tear your ass up, you motherfucker.
Well, William Brown might be gone, but I'm gonna say something now. I'm gonna say something now. You can't, if you, as long as you're in the racing game, I don't care what it is, no certified. You can't say the punk ass class racer because, like I said, damn near 80% of us that's grudge racing now probably did some sort of class racing. So the 8 and 8
No, no, no. All I mean by that is what I mean by that is I personally would like to really stay away from racing class cars. You know what I'm saying? Like I really don't want to race no class cars, but it seems like that's the only action that I'm getting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I'm not the back down type of person. You know what I mean? So if I get offered a challenge, I'm definitely going to accept. You know what I'm saying? That's all I meant by that.
I understand, certified. Ain't nothing wrong with what you said. Ain't nothing wrong with you staying away from it. But never publicly say fuck a goddamn class racer because we all do some sort of class racing.
No, I didn't say fuck them. I said don't be letting them class racing ass bitches come on here bumping their chest like they done
that's
did something.
Yeah, but that you're saying the same thing, just said in a different way. I just modified it. They go talk man back there with that fuck up head land. I need to hear BET. I ain't trying to put on BET, but I like old BET. I kind of miss the old sorry motherfucker, but fucking, I like to hear him. That motherfucker got. Now y'all think Pro Sock Joe got a fucked up land? That BET got a. That's what we need a class for. Who got the best land? BET, Tyke Man, or Pro Sock Joe?
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what I do because I can do an impression of everybody laugh. All of Mike Hill, Pro Sock.
Okay, do BET and Tyke Man then.
Oh shit! Let's see. All right, BET. Okay.
Hey, look, Carter. Hey, look, Carter.
Damn good there.
Yeah.
Look, Carter. Look, Carter. You must don't work on Tuesday.
Oh, I'm at work. Shit, I'm on break. I'm on lunch break right now.
Oh, I ain't heard the ice cream truck in the background today.
Okay, Tyke Man. Tyke Man just lay back and then he sneak in with it.
Nah, you didn't really get that one that good.
Though.
You
got
BET. You didn't get that one that good. Though. Got a little bit too much.
Okay.
It's a little bit high tone. You got to put a little bit more bass in it.
Oh man, damn. You know I'm a little dude now. Come on now.
I was looking on Facebook. Who's that white girl you was holding, man? Who's that?
Hell, I don't know. Yeah, I gotta
okay, well, I need you to go and get her and bring on down, and while you driving, I'll take care of her.
Hey, look up. I told you now, if you want to get them, go ahead and do your hair red now. I know you ain't got much hair, but you need to do your hair red. You see that girl had pink hair, didn't you?
I ain't doing no fucking red hair. That shit look gay as a motherfucker to me. But you see what I'm holding on to, though.
I see what I'm holding on to, though.
Yeah, I know, but you still could be an undercover fan.
that ain't the same.
I got shame.
Hey, look, Carter. Did you hear Mike Hill try to kick you in the nuts then? I was just talking about what's on Tuesday. I said, did you hear Mike try to kick you in the nuts?
Tyke Man always throwing some shit, man. That's something that's always throwing some shit.
They always on my head. It's all right.
Hey, dog, I'm back here swinging for my motherfucking life, and all I hear is this big ass motherfucker laughing. Okay, bitch, I'm coming back.
Hey, tight. They bagged you in the corner today, Tyke. I can't lie, they bagged you in the corner today.
I got a question for Tyke, too. Hold on, Tyke. Can I ask you a question, too, please, right quick before we go?
Go ahead,
Tyke.
this certified, man. Listen, man. Why you just ain't locked them bitches in on them 315s to come in and make it, man? I don't understand that was why you was backpedaling on that, bro. All you got to do is don't let them go to their track. You should have locked that bitch in the making and do what the hell y'all do, man. I didn't understand that was today, man. You was looking a little suspect, man. I don't know, man.
Now, Ty, you talking about that kicking. You talking about that throwing a low blow. You heard that was certified just seeing that now?
Yeah, I didn't understand that, man. You should have locked that motherfucker in and just don't lock him in at one of them radio friendly tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how to do this shit, man. I just didn't understand that today, man.
Guess what? The kids just certified. That would have been nice, but guess what I would have been doing? Yeah. Calling to what another motherfucker want me to do. When I ain't going to do it, I ain't going to do it. And then when I did decide to do it, I was going to make him do what I wanted him to do.
Who said I see walking in these woods?
Hey,
go ahead, y'all, go ahead.
Oh, you should have went ahead and locked him in regardless. I mean, even on radio friendly tracks, they're capable of blowing the tires off. It really doesn't matter which one they go to.
Well, Lil Carter is one thing. It's one thing.
It's not Lil Carter. It's Extreme Junior.
That's Extreme Junior.
It's just one thing. We make it a rule of thumb to never put the bugger before the mule. We don't know what's going to happen this weekend. And then the motherfucker locked in and everything's balls to the wall trying to get this done, that done. That just ain't the way we do it.
That's what y'all didn't understand. See, sometimes that's why when Tony was trying to get us to rock Lil Rick and Rear Treating Them In, we already was gonna do something. So why fake with these fake ass fucking lock-ins? We fuck around and lock it in and can't do what we supposed to do because we done fucked up something somewhere.
And you know the hardest thing about grudge racing to me is one thing. The biggest thing is having to give a motherfucker my money because you done broke or you can't make it to the race. You've given it away then.
Who said I see?
Go ahead, Stream. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. You have something else you want to say to Tight Man?
Oh, no. I mean, he said what he had to say.
All right.
I understand it and respect it.
All right, fellas. Like I told you, man, I think the show turned out pretty good to be nothing, though, because I goddamn sure didn't have nothing to talk about before I got on the motherfucker, but it turned out pretty good. I think we got a couple of people that start looking at themselves in the mirrors, and we might be able to, on the road, to repair some old damn broken friendships, man. So with that being
said, y'all can say what y'all want to. We just one of the baddest damn grudge races out right now.
Well, his mouth feels he ain't did shit yet now. I got to wait.
Well, dog, who you like this weekend?
Well, Skinny Man, I like
Cole.
Bad too.
I like Cole Kimber.
Well, I got to give Wick. Wick locked the man in, but he didn't tell him where to come at. He offered to come to Wick's motherfucking house and try to whoop him. If you let a bitch come to your house and Wick done the right thing.
What y'all failing to realize, though, he wanted to come to Wick's house. That's where he wanted to come. He running radio, so he wanted to come to Wick's house.
Exactly. He loved it, that thought. He was glad that he didn't have no problem with that.
Yeah, he loved it. Wick, in a way now. I ain't saying Wick won't fuck him up, but shit, you put him where he wanted to be. That's where he wanted to come.
I know it, but no, dude, that's just like I said earlier. You got two tracks, you really want to run at him. You dunking. Hey, come on, man.
That's why I want him to come, though, dog.
Tight Man, you must be on your headphone again. You sounding like shit.
No, that ain't me.
Somebody got a headphone around you on your phone or something. Okay. The guys, I'm going to say it again tonight, man. Some of these shows, we don't have shit to talk about on a lot of them, but tonight we got a lot of shit to talk about. Y'all don't realize we did. We touched a lot of shit. We come up with a lot of shit. I mean, BET came on here. I got to admit now. I hope Joe don't get mad at it. He came on here and knocked Mississippi Joe ass out. He knocked his ass out. That motherfucker was on his hook instead of, he must have took some steroids before he came on this motherfucker. I said, God,
hey,
damn.
When Skinny Man came on,
part of my spit was to make him come to Holly Springs. That's why I was talking to him like that.
Yeah,
I knew
what I'm saying. You got what you wanted, he got what he wanted too, though. So that's going to be a motherfucker there for you.
Right.
What I'm trying to tell everybody, and I'm going to be right there to call it too. October, what, 20, I'm going to be right there to call that shit too.
Hey,
Wendy, if I come up there, I need my check before y'all raise, just in case.
All right. Yeah, he might not clap on my ass. I'm
about
to pay you for
it. Anyway, hey, man, I'm going to say it again. Damn good show, dog. Anybody got anything, I'm finna get the fuck out of here, man, because I'm ill finna go get me some of this Long Island tea and get fucked up.
Yeah,
well, before I go, I just want to tell everybody, you know, good luck on this weekend and everybody be safe.
Yeah.
Hey, who said I was the baddest motherfucking horse racer around right now?
You. Wick, you nephew, and Coke Killer, y'all in the running for Grudge Race of the Year.
Okay, cause I know goddamn well that motherfucker said that a bad motherfucker.
I can't put nephew in there yet.
Well, goddamn, dog, man, he been trying. They've been trying, though.
Hey,
yeah, done, yeah.
He's getting something, though. I'm going to say, most improved racer, new up-and-coming racer. He need to get something, because nephew and them, they damn sure been. Now, if he go down there and knock goddamn Dolomite out, he right back up in the running, though. So, yeah, you're right back in the running, though. Right back in the running.
Dunye doing his goddamn thing now, Dunye.
You got to point that too now. That's another thing. See, that's what I'm saying. We need to start getting some real motherfuckers to vote on these goddamn, what you call them, not just gear motherfuckers shit. We need some real motherfuckers. I don't care what team you on or who you with. You got to be objective with this shit and be real with it.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, because, I mean, I've heard some awards and be like, what? How the hell they win that?
Not just being real, but that shit was ridiculous. Goddamn, when
DJ Grant got goddamn Grudge Race of the Year, because he
locked up three races.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Man,
I mean, that was just a bunch of
push-ups,
though.
Hey, Mike.
Huh?
That's about like when O.J. Simpson spread his goddamn hands, as far apart as he could, and Johnny Carson said, the glove don't fit, you must
have
quit,
huh? Hey, Mike.
Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, boy. Some good shit today. Yep. I hope y'all learned something. And believe it or not, if y'all stick with what y'all said tonight, this shit'll get better. See, what I'm trying to say is, and I keep using BET because he came out the strongest to me lately. Even though BET can be with Wit. Now he ain't got to blast Wit out publicly, but if he don't, but he need to go behind the scenes and tell Wit the truth. If he tell Wit the truth, just like I mean, you know, this shit'll get better if we tell our own teammates the truth.
Oh, dog. I want to address that. Yeah, you know, point was being made when you said something about. I guess somebody had said something about that. They letting Chemo get away. The team holding the DP or some whoever it was up there that fucked him out of the race. And I was gonna say, even if Wit get out of line, Wit'll tell you himself. BET ain't gonna let him make it.
I'm glad you said that. Everybody know, at least they always say I'm sucking Mike. Mike, what happened to me and you today, Mike?
Yeah, arguing like a motherfucker before. We got into it today. We had a big difference. Yeah, we didn't agree like a motherfucker on some shit today.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to tell you is, ain't nothing wrong with you supporting your team in public. But if your team wrong, man, hey, man, pull them to the side and pull their coke, man. And you'd be surprised how much better all this shit can do. Basically, all I'm telling you, dude, as long as you're telling the truth, man, and stand on the right side of right, you in good shape. Everybody is, man. Everybody is.
Hey,
that being said, man, y'all take that to bed tonight, and y'all tune in, like I said, the BET show tomorrow. BET, go ahead and tell them right quick. We got about a couple minutes. Tell them give them the number of your show right quick. People that don't already know.
All right, y'all tune in at 5 Eastern tomorrow, BET Live, 347-857-3373. That's 347-857-3343. Mailman, come on, mailman. I need you tomorrow, mailman.
Make me feel good, fly. Come on. Oh,